How are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
This document is called FM 3 through 39.40, Internment and Resettlement Operations. And it's a comprehensive manual issued by our very own Department of the Army.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republican, who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
But here's where it gets interesting. Buried within the dense military jargon and procedural detail is a framework that could, under certain circumstances, be applied domestically. Yes, you heard that right. This manual provides guidance that is adaptable to various operational environments, including potentially right here at home.
Because they've been brainwashed, Joy. I really believe that they have been brainwashed by this misinformation campaign.
So how do you de-radicalize these people?
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact and empower the person to start thinking for themselves.
I think a lot of people are going to have to be deprogrammed.
We had a program addressing white supremacist that we had programs, federal programs, that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people, and President Trump pulled the plug.
Let's take a closer look at some of the specifics. Chapter after chapter, this document meticulously details how to set up and manage internment and resettlement facilities, how to process and transport detainees, and even how to handle medical and dental care for them. It talks about capturing, screening, and interrogating detainees and outlines the roles and responsibilities of military police units in these operations. Now, imagine these procedures not just in a foreign war zone, but on American soil. The manual doesn't explicitly state that these operations will take place within the United States, but it leaves the door wide open.
What ultimately breaks that power structure in the South is enforcement, right? There has to be consequences.
Over half our country needs to be reprogrammed. Not just 75 million people that voted for Trump, but the conservatives in this country.
Consider the chapter on civil support operations, which highlights the involvement of military police in civil missions, coordinating with civilian authorities. This could easily extend to domestic scenarios where the military might be called in to manage large-scale disruptions or civil unrest. We're also looking at chapters that cover the rehabilitation of detainees and the resettlement of displaced civilians. Think about that. Rehabilitation programs for detainees, resettlement operations for dislocated civilians. These are terms we associate with wartime operations in foreign lands. But here they are in a document that is perfectly applicable to situations within our own borders.
A Bernie Sanders staffer was caught on undercover camera saying that Trump voters should be sent to re-education camps.
What are we going to do with those people that resist the change? Because that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. In Cuba, what do they do to reactionaries?
They shot them on the beach.
They have bathrooms. That's a lot of Republican voters. And Homeland Security will put the children and we'll put them into re-education.
Amen.
What's even more troubling is the absence of clear boundaries. The document doesn't draw a firm line to exclude domestic application. Instead, it provides a flexible framework that can be adapted to various operational environments. The ambiguity is unsettling. It's like they've crafted a comprehensive plan for internment and resettlement and left it intentionally vague enough to be implemented anywhere, including right here in the U.S.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
This isn't about fear-mongering. This is about being aware and vigilant. As citizens, it's our responsibility to scrutinize these documents and ask the hard questions. Why does our military have a manual for internment and resettlement operations that could be used domestically? And more importantly, under what circumstances would they deploy these procedures on American soil?
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean, really.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency, frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Thursday, June 27th, 2024. Eight Central tonight is the rigged trap that Trump is walking into, but I predict it will blow up in their face. 130 days out from the most important election in world history. Now, I've seen how they've gamed past debates, and they're throwing all of it together now with this one. Not just with what they're going to do to Trump, but how CNN's saying no one's allowed to play clips of the debate. No one's allowed to give commentary on the debate. And Elon Musk rightly checked with his lawyers, and they said it's 100% fair use. Anybody can air it who wants to. There's federal laws that state that as long as you're giving commentary. So, we're live right now. We've been live since 8 a.m. this morning with American Journal and Harrison Smith, who knocked it out of the park, by the way, with his crew and his guest, right up until probably midnight tonight. So I'll be here till 2 o'clock Central, and then Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew and a bunch of big guests will continue on. And then when the War Room ends tonight at 6 o'clock, I'm going to come back live and do a simulcast on X Spaces. And we'll have Owen and the other part of the crew in the other studio so that when I'm going to take a break, I can go off for a little while. They go on, and we just go back and forth. It's going to be massive. And coming up, I'm going to lay out how they're planning to rig it, how they're planning to manipulate it. And it's all hiding in plain view, and you will see this tonight. And I know exactly what they're doing. So it's a good thing that I'm talking to the Trump campaign at the highest levels. They're not stupid either. They know what to expect. But this is going to be amazingly one-sided in how they rig it. Kind of like Gladiator, where they stab Maximus in the heart right before they make him go out and fight, but he still wins. So they are in full-blown panic mode. Okay, so first let me hit this, though. Because I promised everybody today, or I said today, I would be covering the FEMA camps and how they're being expanded for political dissidents and all the admissions of former CIA officers and FBI high-level agents on MSNBC, on CNN, saying we need to have Homeland Security go after Trump supporters. They're the main terror threat. And the CIA director has come out and said the Republican Party is the number one terror threat. They're worse, quote, than Islamic terrorists. Here's the article right here. London Independent. CIA director under Bush says today's Republican Party is more nihilistic and dangerous than terror groups. And then I've got them all officially saying we're about to blow everything up and kill everybody. You've seen that talking point everywhere. ahead of them staging something and blaming it on us. I mean, there's no doubt now that's their plan, 130 days out. They pre-programmed it all, predictive programming. It's going on. It's going down like Donkey Kong. Now, it's not going to go well for them. People know what's going on. We're not going to be caught flat-footed. And that's why they're so desperate to get me off air ahead of them doing this, as if everybody that's got a brain doesn't already know this. So it's unbelievable. Now, that said, I'm going to keep my promise today and cover the FEMA camps, but I'm going to do the real deep dive tomorrow, and the reason for that is I asked Rob Dew, who's made three of my five police state films with me. He's been here 15 years. He stayed up here till midnight last night to just get me the basics of government documents, clips, congressional hearings, admissions, where the camps are, how they're for the American people. He literally, when I got in here this morning, had over 1,000 pages of documents. And I know the documents from history and understand them, but I spent time trying to reassess it and get ready. And I said, there's no way we can do this today. So when I get off air at 2, I'm going to go spend a few hours in the conference room re-reviewing all the videos, the congressional hearings going back to the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, all the police training videos that our main enemies, the constitutionalists, the clips of politicians on CNN, and people saying we need to arrest all the Republicans. I mean, we've got their ass. And then on top of it, Chase Geiser, he heard me fire the bat signal yesterday. He didn't even ask me to do this. He put together a powerful 5-minute report on the previous FEMA camp documents and the Democrats saying they're, quote, for Christian conservative white people. Think about it. If they were announcing, it's not the Japanese, not the Germans in World War II that some, and the Italians, you know, they got put in camps, and then that was heavy-handed and wrong. They're saying white people in general. And that's what Chase focused in on his 5-minute report that's amazing. And it's being posted to X right now. In fact, it may already be up there. Let's check. I'm just, before we went live 10 minutes ago, I told him, hey, this is an incredible report. I'm about to air it. Get it up right now. In fact, I told him, I said, what? They always ask permission to post stuff on my X. I said, don't wait for permission. You've got control of the account. I mean, I do 95% of the posting, but damn it, don't wait. Fire the truth out now. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Fire at will. Fire at will, Commander. So there it is on his site. He posted it. Why does the government have an updated document about domestic re-education camps? And that's strong enough, but let's go to the Alex Jones channel on X. The real headline here is nightmare bombshell. Democrats officially prepare internment camps for white America conservatives. That's what they say on TV. And then that's what we show. And by the way, the crew did a great job finding, like, Dew gave me a list of like 15 clips of them saying put conservatives in camps. Former CIA officers, FBI, you name it. But I remembered a whole bunch they're digging out right now that we don't even have yet. So the problem is not having enough evidence. The problem is having too much. So I am going to have a guest on in the third hour who's a former high-level Border Patrol agent, J.J. Carroll, who says that they're building them everywhere all over the United States and expanding them, and we have the documents. He's coming up in the third hour. So you'll get an hour on this today. But you'll get the current what's happening and the massive expansion of the thing they have under the surface. But tomorrow, I will host all 4 hours. And in, because we'll do the first 2 hours on debate reaction and analysis tomorrow. So 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, we'll do that. From 1 p.m. Central to 3 p.m. Central, we're going to do the deep dive on all these documents and video clips from congressional testimony, you know, coming out, and then the Democrats admitting the plan. I mean, we have their ass. And it's so crazy, we kind of have a blind spot because who would believe this is happening? Well, who would believe any of this happened? And, of course, COVID was a beta test for lockdowns and people being arrested and grabbed and drug away. And the UN even admits that, not just here, but all over the world. Trudeau has a plan to arrest hundreds of thousands of people during the next virus because they're, quote, getting in the way of them keeping us safe, them lying to us, them killing us. So that's all coming up. So we're going to go now into debate coverage. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is coming on next hour. to cover the debate and the waterfront and everything else. Then the DHS whistleblower on the expansion of internment camps for conservatives. They've got the receipts. And then just straight live coverage up until the debate, during the debate. And again, I want to explain something. If you want to tune into a debate where people aren't talking some, just go watch CNN. We are not legally under the law allowed to take a straight feed and put it out. Fair use is we have to give commentary and analysis. It's political. It's the most protected fair use there is. And I'll keep it to a minimum, but we'll have some commentary and things during the debate. We'll be live right up until it. We'll be live during it and then live after. And CNN knew what they were doing. They sent, I was on Glenn Beck's show yesterday. Maybe it was 2 days ago. Time flies. And they just got notice and threats from CNN. You can't air the debate. You can't play clips. And I was just learning about it then. And Elon Musk got a threatening notice. And he told them, go pound sand or piss up a rope or fly a kite, jump in the lake, kiss my ass, go F yourselves, you know, different terms of saying the same thing. I'm not going to do what you say. And so we're going to do the same thing here tonight. So you want coverage live? Where do you go? Tell everybody where they go. Real Alex Jones. And if CNN files some fake thing and takes that down, guess what? You just go to Infowars.com/show, baby. And the front page of Infowars.com. Because we've been censored and blocked and taken off the internet except for our own platform and radio stations for 6 years. So we've already built a lot of backups. And backups on top of backups and backups on top of backups. I've known they're coming to shut us down. And I don't stage false flags. But when I get attacked, I make lemonade out of lemons, baby. So we've got all of that news. But here's a clip I shot literally minutes before we went live where I just wanted to show you what dude drug in here and what we were trying to go over in the last hour before I went live. And I said, look, I got to triage this. I can't do this justice right now. We'll do a whole hour on it, the third hour, but the whistleblower. But we're going to do the big, deep dive for 2 hours tomorrow. You tune in at 1 p.m. Central, and you're going to get the deep dive. Other than the government, the criminals running it, nobody knows as much about these camps as I do. I'm not trying to brag about it. I mean, I know about it. I've been on top of it, and I'm fully on top of it, and here's the deal. They had this like a turkey in the refrigerator waiting for Thanksgiving. And it's been sitting there waiting. Well, all of a sudden, they just put 6 more turkeys in the refrigerator and are thawing them out. They're pulling them out, thawing them out. So it's not just the old camps that were set up and admitted for the American people. Now they say who they're for, Christian conservatives, white people. They actually say white people. And they don't just have the original turkey. They are now beefing it up and building new camps in all 50 states. So the turkey is out of the refrigerator 2 days before Thanksgiving on the kitchen counter, and Mama New World Order is thawing the son of a bitch out. And you can see all the movies about martial law and civil war and race war, and you would expect them to fire up the camps and expand the camps and man the camps. We've got the federal orders going back 3 years ago, hiring tens of thousands of feds to run the camps. How to break up our families, how to take our kids from us. I mean, it's all in it. You cannot make up the magnitude of this. That they're going for a full takeover. And national draft, you go, well, how are they going to do that? Well, we'll be at war with Russia, folks. This is what tyrants do, as Gerald Celente says. When all else fails, they take you to war. So, you'll get the promise delivered 1 hour on it today, full coverage with a whistleblower, and then the deep dive tomorrow, 1 p.m. Now, go ahead and air the little 1 minute, 15 second thing I shot right before I went live with Rob so you get a look if you're a TV viewer on, I mean, just one of the binders, 350 pages long. Okay. So when I said over 1,000 pages, we just printed the synopses of these, but any one of these documents you can screenshot, type it in, get it for yourself, and it's more horrifying than I'm even telling you. Truth's crazier than fiction. Here's a clip.
Folks, it is the great day of the big debate with Trump and the puppet Biden. And I had said I was going to do a deep dive on FEMA camps and the New World Order today. But we have so much research and so much proof now that it's coming out with whistleblowers inside DHS, they're expanding them, that we went back into our archives, have all these government documents, all this proof, everything. This will take at least an hour and a half to cover. So on the Friday show, I'll end up hosting the fourth hour as well. We'll cover what happened in the debate aftermath the first 2 hours, and then we're going to methodically go through the camps and all the information. But I have one of the DHS whistleblowers from Border Patrol on today on the new camps they're building. So be sure and join me today, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And Rob Dill will be co-hosting with me some tomorrow on the camps. He and I made 3 or 4 films together on the FEMA camps. And it's just so documented, it'll make your head spin. The point is they're firing them up. They're expanding them. And then tonight we're going to have live coverage of the debate.
Yep.
CNN's tried to say no one's allowed to cover it but them. Fair use. Elon Musk pointed that out. Out of the law.
The mute button.
Yeah. We'll be covering it live here tonight in the studio with Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and a bunch of other special guests. But I have a huge show coming up right now at 11. I mean, we're talking in 8 minutes. We're posting this on X. Be sure to tune in to Real Alex Jones on X, and I'll see you there. You have to understand, we have dozens of clips will air tomorrow of Democrats saying we're going to arrest white people and conservatives. They're the main terror threat. Now we have the former CIA director saying the main terror threat is white conservatives. He says nothing we do to them makes them stop. They're nihilistic. No, you're nihilistic saying it's an anti-human future. We're willing to stand up and do whatever it takes to beat you. It's the opposite of nihilistic. But they're such nihilists, they think, oh, these people are even more nihilistic than us. No, you've got it backwards, dumbass. So we're going to win. We're going to save this country. The entire might of the corrupt U.S. government couldn't beat the Vietnamese because they wouldn't roll over. We're not going to roll over either. And we're going to win this thing in the info war. And if they take it to a physical situation, which they'll probably do, well, that's a whole other ballgame. We'll win that too. But I'm not somebody that sits up here as a tough guy and shoots my mouth off about stuff like that. I can just tell you, I've looked at all the angles and woohoo! If the New World Order thinks they're going to hide in their bunkers while they have the military and a bunch of robots go around and kill us, got another thing coming, Jack. In fact, let's come in bottom of the hour with you got another thing coming. If you think I sit around as the world goes by, you're thinking like a fool. That's all it takes is you and I. Out there is a fortune just waiting to be won. And my fortune is liberty and freedom. That's what I'm after, and I'll get it. All right. Let me hit one more big tidbit and then of news concerning the free speech and the fight for it. The horrible Supreme Court ruling yesterday. Beyond horrible. It's indescribably evil. And then I'll drill into the debate and how they're planning to trap Trump, how he's walking into a trap, which he knew he was. I mean, he knew that Biden wouldn't debate unless he went along with all their rules and all their angles, and they're throwing the kitchen sink at him. They've done all the things they're doing in different ways before, but this time they're doing them all. But first, you're not going to see in the news today, you might tomorrow once they figure out some angle to lie about, what happened in federal court in Houston this morning with Judge Lopez. Well, you saw the headlines this week. Alex Jones will be shut down this week. Judge Guerra Gamble, that ran the show trial against me, signed an order last Friday for the sheriff's department to seize the building and put locks on the doors. Judge Lopez is known for being very measured, top of his class, appointed by Trump. Never done us any favors, but he's not violated the law. And they got up there this morning because the federal government had the power to remand her ruling in an emergency hearing this morning in Houston from Austin. And he said, I think, I know you misled the judge to the Democrat Party law firm, the same one suing Elon Musk for defamation. He said, you misled that judge. My order says that the federal government and the federal appointee is in charge of InfoWars now, and that we got an orderly process. And obviously that orderly process, they know what that is. Which, do I need to explain it to people? And that's where the next big fight's coming. Because who says a profitable, successful company just goes away? No, someone buys the assets.
And that's why they tried to lock the doors outside of a court order 3 weeks ago. That's why they're doing this so desperately, because the orders have come down. Get him off the air now. And I am just blessed with the Holy Spirit and just to follow God's directives that I'm the one with the strategy. And I'm not saying it's a perfect one, because there is no perfect system here on earth. But we've stopped the last three attempts to shut us down the last 3 weeks. And then now the judge put it on hold for months. And said, you violated bankruptcy law to the Democrats, and you went in there and you obviously deceived the Austin judge, Tim McNice, into issuing an illegal order. Do not expect to see the news report on that. So we've seen a lot of lawfare, we've seen weaponized courts. And it hasn't come to an end yet. It's actually peaking right now. But the worm is turning right now. And people are really understanding what's going on and what's unfolding. Guys, I don't know who pays to have a leaf blower when we're in a concrete parking lot outside the door. Go tell them to stop. Unbelievable. Damn leaf blowers. I'll go do it. Just tell them stop. All they're doing is blowing a bunch of dust around the parking lot. It's totally retarded. So, you can't hear it over the microphone. There's a gate on it. It's like, wah! Right up against the door right there. So, yeah, tell them go blow dust around somewhere else. Not against them, just Jesus. So, that's where we are, and this was a big deal today because the just outright corruption is coming out. I mean, the judge said you violated federal bankruptcy law and you misled this judge, which he's being kind to her. So that's where we are. And if they shut this place down in 2-3 months, we're back on air like that. But I like this office. I like the crew. I don't particularly want to change horses in the middle of the stream. It'll be a huge, giant blow-up when we finally go off the air. It'll take me a few weeks to fire back up. I can instantly fire up low-tech. That might even be bigger, but I'll probably use that as an excuse to take a break. You know, it's not giving up. It's like a race car, you know, going into the pit to get, you know, a few things fixed on it. But it's their thinking, and it's how they operate, and it's how they do it over and over and over and over and over again. But again, they're the left, folks. They say two men can have a baby. They're completely illogical, and they want to put 100+ million Americans in camps, and they're on the news saying that's what they want to do. It's just, it is unbelievable, but it's happening. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back and do the deep dive on the debate tonight. And you're going to see this happen tonight. You're going to ask, how did Jones know again? Because I watch the debates. I know their tricks. You know them too. And so we're going to expose it ahead of time. And Trump's walking into a trap. He knows it. And when they pull all these tricks, it's going to blow up in their face. And by the way, the polls are out. He's even further ahead than he was before he got convicted as a felon. Everybody's saying, we're voting for the felon. Please follow us at Real Alex Jones on X and, of course, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
One life. I'm going to make it count. I'm looking for a fight, bitches, and I sure as hell found one.
I'm taking the fight, I said I'll never get enough. Staying tall, I'll be going kind of proud.
I'm on top.
I'm on top for as long as the music's loud.
You think I sit around?
I'll take the part you waited to be had.
cards, baby. All right, let's get into it right now. Well, Trump in Atlanta tonight is marching into a hornet's nest of CNN globalist operatives, the intelligence agencies, God knows what. They're going to be always fading down his mic, even when he's talking, so it's low and doesn't sound effective. I saw that in the last debate, 2016, 2020. It's what they do. So they'll be riding his mic back so it's muffled. They'll turn down the highs and the lows, so it's blah, 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 blah. It'll be obvious. Biden will be crisp. And then they've got a faded mute button where it turns down his audio 90% from 50%, where whenever they give more time or let Biden respond but don't let Trump, that's how they're going to game it, is by the moderators. That's one level. And then they're going to cut and show Trump when he's trying to respond to Biden, cutting him off or lying, and just show Trump like a mime talking. And the story will be, Trump looked like a fool trying to dominate, but CNN stood up to him and he didn't run over them like a bull in a china shop. Boy, didn't he look stupid. And the people, just like the fake indictments and the fake conviction, and just like the sandwich trucks, they've got, you know, digital trucks driving around going, he's a felon, he's a joke, he's a fraud. Everybody loves Robin Hood. Everybody loves, most people love a rebel with a cause. So they're all just celebrating. And I saw the Democrats put out a video showing some of the video trucks they've got driving around saying Trump's a felon, Trump's a joke, Trump's a fraud, Trump's unhinged. People see that and they know that's the establishment. They know that's the system ganging up and it's going to backfire. Here's a clip of the with audio. So this is what they're running. Nope, not in America. No Trump. He's a felon. You can't have him. I guess there's no audio on that clip. No. Unfit. Unhinged. Fraud. Felon. out of any city in the country, because everybody loves rebels, but boy, black people really love them. So they got these trucks driving around saying he's a felon, he's a criminal, thinking people are going to look at that and go, well, I'm against him now. Like the sheriff of Nottingham 700 years ago, Robin was a real person, you know, the legend becomes a story, but he was a real guy, running around saying, you know, we'll give you any amount of money, just tell us where he is, we want to kill him, we want to arrest him, and he got, of course, loved. You know, you could say, was Jesse James actually a good guy? Probably not. But because they couldn't catch him over and over again, he became a folk hero. They protected him for years. So the public loved Jesse James. The public loves Trump even more. They love me a lot because they've seen the persecution. It's obvious, the mass demonization, the continuing bullying, the censorship, the lawfare. And all we've seen is more support because of it. So humans are the same as we were 1,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago. And we're waking up to who we are again. But here's a clip of CNN, the Communist News Network, the Clinton News Network, the Corporate News Network, the Censorship News Network. Here is CNN showing you how when one person talks who's not supposed to, they're just going to mute them. Well, in any real debate, you get the cross-chatter, the arguments. But no. They're going to be in control, and they're explaining to you what a mute button is, like you're an idiot and you don't know. You got a mute button on your controller. And what CNN's going to do, and we're going to try to take time tonight. In fact, somebody in the crew can do this. Get a stopwatch out, digital. Have a piece of paper. And we'll get it exactly to the second, but we'll get a general thing. How long did Trump talk? How long are the moderators talking? How long is Trump talking? And I predict that Trump will speak 31% of the time and will be talked over, and they won't mute Biden. They'll do it a few times, but not most of the time. He'll speak 31% of the time. The moderators will speak 15% of the time. And the vast majority of the time, 50-plus percent of the time, it will be Joe Biden. I'm making that prediction right here. And people on X, you won't have to do it like we're doing live trying to figure it out tonight. You can take the debate. You can, with a stopwatch, get it perfectly. And I want that to be a news story. How long did Trump speak? How long did moderators speak? How long did Biden speak? And I bet you my bottom dollar, Joe Biden will talk over 50% of the time. The moderators will talk 15% of the time. And Trump will get right around 30-31%. Watch it happen. But that's not the big takeaway. It's going to be, again, when they mute him, and he's going, look how funny it is. Aha, we muted him, because they think like children. But that's what they do with everybody. They shadow ban you. They ban you. They debank you. They use a social credit score. They're going to do it all in front of you tonight. Like, they're so smart. And they've got other tricks. Biden gets to sit down because they know Trump doesn't like to sit, and Trump has more energy on his feet. They don't want the energy of the big Trump up there with the crackhead crypt keeper Biden. So Biden will be there. You know Biden's going to have an earpiece. Again, they're going to have Trump's mic not just muted when they mute it. It'll be muffled. They're going to mess with the audio. I saw it the last two presidential runs. And there's other angles that go into this as well. Here's the big one. And I'll cover this after I play this clip. But CNN saying no one is allowed to have commentary that airs it. You must air it in its entirety, untouched, full screen CNN, not even identifying the station that it is. Unprecedented. Even the networks admit it violates federal law, state law, fair use laws. That's why Elon Musk said 2 days ago, we're going to air it on X. You can piss up a rope. It's public interest. The most protected free speech, the most protected fair use is political debates. We're going to air it. Well, guess what, Elon? We appreciate you, but we're going to do it anyways. Even if Elon said he wasn't going to do it, we got banned out video. Infowars.com/show. So I would tell you, get the link now to Real Alex Jones and say, this is where you find the uncensored debate tonight with analysis. And Infowars.com/show and the Alex Jones section of Band.Video, the live show feed. We, in fact, have the crew, have all the writers, have them all write articles about find the debate here with analysis, with commentary in defiance of CNN. And if they go in and shut down our feed on X, you just go right over to Infowars.com/show. Because you have a right to hear this, and you have a right to hear our commentary. You have a right to hear free speech. It's in the Constitution. It's in the law. It's 100% clear. But here is CNN showing you, you know, how to drink a glass of water here. Oh, here's how we're going to mute them, and here's how we're going to do it, okay? But just watch. The real control is how much they talk when they let Biden respond back, but don't let Trump. They're going to try to piss Trump off. They're going to try to frustrate Trump and have him up there talking while Biden cuts into him. And Trump's just got to lay back and hit him hard. And I would tell Trump, the way these microphones work, Trump's biggest problem is he gets quiet sometimes in these debates. He needs to project, because you can cut my mic off and be 10 feet away, baby, and I'm on air right now no matter what you just did. I'm going to throw my voice. I'm on air no matter what you just did. That's about 5% of my voice, by the way. One thing I can brag about is I'm louder than any Marine Corps drill sergeant ever existed. My voice is like so big, so strong, and I know Trump's is as well. He needs to throw his voice. You're not going to censor me, Biden. You're not going to cut my mic off and let this traitor talk. Comprende? Do you got me? That's 20%. So, but don't agitate it. Just be like, you know what, Biden, doesn't matter what you do. The message is still getting out to the American people. Here's the CNN clip.
If we go behind the podiums, you can see two green lights. When they're on, they signal to the candidate his microphone is on. When the green lights are off, they signal to the candidate his microphone is off. Now I want to give you a sense of what it will look like for viewers at home if a candidate whose microphone is off interrupts a candidate whose microphone is on. So I'm standing at one podium, and I'll ask Phil to come in and take the other podium. And so let's say I'm answering a question. My light is green, and I'm speaking. Phil's microphone is off, and his green lights are not illuminated. He's going to interrupt me as I'm speaking, and this is what it will sound like. My volume remains constant, while Phil's interruption can be difficult to understand.
Now, let's try the opposite. My microphone is now on. Victor's microphone is off. And he's going to interrupt me. My volume remains constant, while Victor's interruption can be difficult to understand. A CNN's production team has shared this demonstration with the campaigns earlier today, and we're sharing it with you, our viewers, so everyone fully understands how tomorrow night will work. Now, we should note, by agreeing to participate in this debate, both campaigns and candidates have also agreed to abide by these rules. The CNN presidential debate airs live tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
In a moment, I'll show you the articles. So I don't just tell you something. I'll show you CNN's announcements that no one can air this unless you give no commentary and just air it, and then no one can show clips. We own it all. No, you don't. We won't just show clips tonight of it after the debate. We'll talk during it. We'll talk before it. Shove it up your New World Order arses. So MTG did a good job yesterday with Steve Bannon describing the lion's den, the fiery furnace, the trap that Trump's walking into. Here it is.
Are you comfortable?
I spoke to President Trump just a little over an hour ago. Absolutely love him. I love him. I have so much faith in him. I have complete faith that he is going to hit a home run. But he is walking in to a trap. He is walking into a rigged debate. He is walking into an arena filled with people that want to murder him. He's going to stand 10 feet away from Joe Biden, who wants to put him in prison the rest of his life, wants him to die and rot in prison, and Joe Biden wants to put the rest of his family in prison. That's who he has to stand next to when he has to debate. He's got to be questioned by Jake Tapper that called him a terrorist, called him a Nazi, called him every name in the book. And then Dana Bash. Dana Bash, that little piece of shit whose husband is one of the 51 spies who lied. That is what President Trump is walking into. And it disgusts me. It infuriates me. I can't believe our country has come to this. Our politics are horrific. This is why a lot of people like me don't even want to vote anymore. They don't even want to vote for Republicans. They're fed up with the entire system. They think the two parties suck. People ages 18 to 29 are like, why do I even want to vote? All these old people and all these horrible people in politics don't represent me. The entire thing is a complete debacle. It's an embarrassment, and we're going to have to watch it happen tomorrow night, but I have full faith in President Trump, Steve. Full faith in him. He's going to do his absolute best, and I really hope America sees it. But are they going to be fair? No, they're not.
No, it's not fair from the outset. So it's on, folks. And they could kill Trump tonight. I mean, that's on the table. But I think they're going to kill Joe Biden. I think that's how they remove him instead of removing him at the convention and make them look like victims. They could kill Biden tonight. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying I picked that up from all the evidence, everything. When I really just sit back for hours sometimes in a chair thinking about all the knowledge I've got and how much research I do. And I just go, kill Biden. Yeah, they'll kill Biden. They'll blame it on us. You know, that's a big one of their big juices. They're thinking about it. That's one of their cards in their little paw. They've got that. And they're everywhere saying there's going to be a race war with 130 days of the election. And it's just they're a desperate, cornered animal. They could do anything. So we've got to ask, what is it they can do? What is it they'll pull? And you better believe if they can pull it off, they'll try. And yeah, they'll fail again because America and the world is waking up. Before, people were asleep. Now they're awake. And I know I make that point every hour. Because, you know, they have the former CIA director in the London Independent saying we can't threaten these conservatives. Everything we've done to them, they just get stronger. They're worse than Al-Qaeda. We've got to go after them physically. We've got to lock them up. I'll show you the article in a moment. They're nihilists. No, no. We're the opposite of nihilists. We want a stable, vibrant, successful, safe society. And we don't bow down to threats. We don't back off. We don't grovel. And then they go, well, that's nihilistic because you don't care about yourself. We care about everybody. And we know if we don't stand up for what's right, we lose everything anyways. I mean, I don't know about you folks. I can't take, you know, some guy might be 6'7" and look like, you know, the Terminator. And he comes up and starts a fight with me. I don't even know how to back down. I just attack. And that's just who I am. And at 20, I'd win. At 50, probably wouldn't, but it doesn't matter. You're going to get hurt. In fact, when I grew up in Dallas, I got a lot of fights. I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but the bigger and meaner the guy was, he went to the hospital or was in a coma, because that was when I turned it loose and jumped up on top of them like a gorilla and slammed their head down the ground so fast, just ripped their nose off their face, because I'm dialed in, folks. I'm not here to back down. I'm not here to roll over. And I don't know how to run. In fact, I wish a lot of my life I knew how to back up. Because you have fight or flight. Flight's a good thing. My problem is, and when somebody connects on me with a big hit, man, they're about to get hurt. They better know what they're doing. They better be ready to fight for their life, because they got to guard themselves for true, because they're about to get attacked by a gorilla that has no governor, no controls, and is absolutely savage. And they know in my information it's the same, and that's why they don't like me. And that's why they don't like Trump. So they keep thinking that they're slapping me upside the head, and that's intimidating me. It's not intimidating me. It's pissing me off. Then I look at the angles. Oh, they want violence. I'm not going to give them that. I'm going to expose them. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to go after them. I'm going to work 20 hours today. I mean, in the old days, folks, I worked 20 hours a day, 4, 5, 6 days a week when I was 25 years old. From about 22 till about 30, I was so dedicated to war against these people, because I knew there was an event horizon. I had to get launched. I had to get to a point. And then as soon, because the Holy Spirit was in control, as I hit the point that I knew that I just had the glide path, we could do it, then I cut back to 15 hours a day, or some days 10 hours a day. But I'm so committed, and the animating contest of liberty is what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And I have, they say, oh, Jones is persecuted. Jones is learning. Jones is, you know, Jones lost everything but still won, said the pedophiles, the Atlantic Monthly. I mean, I don't say the writer's a pedophile, but it's owned by Jeffrey Epstein's best buddy and the whole CIA operation. I mean, I would say the operation is, it promotes, it says pedophilia is, you know, not a problem. I didn't lose anything. I gained everything. I'm not even worthy of this. They're like, hey, how's that feel? How's that attack feel? It feels real good, actually. Because it means I'm on your ass. It means I'm attacking you. It means I'm up close with daggers of truth, ramming them in. I'm not worried about what's happening to me. I'm just stabbing and stabbing and slashing and clawing. And a funny thing happens when you do that in a fight. When you're in a fight, you don't hit somebody as hard as you can and then wait and see what happens. I know it's a fight, somebody knocks you upside the head really hard, and they sit back to see what it does. In a real fight, folks, you don't think about winning. You think about destroying. You think about climbing on top and headbutting and biting and whatever you got to do, and that's when victory comes. That's when they find out. I can tell you how many times some bully weighed 100 pounds more than me and thought they were going to kick my ass. And right then, when they got overpowered and I pulled their arm out of socket and I rammed their head in the ground, they'd start crying for their mommy and pass out. And it isn't about bragging about physical prowess. That's just a microcosm of mental and spiritual will and prowess. But in that moment, you see who the bullies are when they finally get a hold of somebody that is going to fight them with everything they got, and as a governor for little people, a governor for women and children. I'm a big sweetheart. But when I'm fighting a big, tough man that came and thought he was about to have a big victory, He's got a tiger by the tail. He's about to get hurt real bad. And maybe he's a super badass. I fought those guys. You hurt them bad, they keep coming, they hurt you. You wake up 3 days later out of a coma. That's happened. Couldn't see for a week one time. But at the end of the day, you're not hitting a soft target. You're not attacking somebody born and bred to be a pussy. You're fighting somebody that's ready for war and who likes it. Because I'm standing up for the women and children, and it is a honor to stand up for them. It is an honor to take on these pedophiles. It is an honor to take on these Satanists, and that's my commitment to you. And that's what President Trump's doing, so you should pray for him, and you should support him, and you should have that eye of the tiger focus against the enemy, the commitment of victory. And there is a real feeling of total liberation in not caring anymore and swinging for the fences. Please support our sponsor, DrJonesNashvilles.com. It's separate from InfoWars. And whatever happens to InfoWars, we hope we can save it. DrJonesNashvilles.com will be the next big target. That's fine. We got 50 others after that one. That's the next target in line. Go there, ready to ship amazing products, up to 57% off on colloidal silver, the highest quality silver bullet. There's the next level financial energy about to sell out, all the nano silver products. Turbo Force is the only place to get it now. It's there. It's about to sell out. Discounted 40+% off, 43% off. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. And if you want to stand with folks that are fighting, this is the place to do it. I mean, have we not delivered? Have we not got a lot done together? All of us together, your victory, your success has been just as important to our victory as what I've done. I could not do this without you. It'd be like if you're paralyzed, you can't move your arms and legs, you can't fight. If you didn't support me, I would not have arms and legs to fight. And you're the intel. You're our brain as well. You're not just the arms and legs and the heart and the guts and the bones and the fists and the feet. So you got somebody that's 100% committed to you, and the enemy knows that. I'm not for sale. No amount of intimidation. Nothing works. I'm committed. And there's nothing better than being fully committed. But I need your support at drjonesnaturals.com. Go there now and get amazing products while you still can. And yes, InfoWarsStore.com. Judge said we're open for months again. Blocked their latest attempt to shut us down. People say, well, why are you still on the air? They keep saying it's imminent. Because we're fighting. And there's not just Satanists in the world, folks. And the worm's turning. So you'll get your vitamin infusion. Your vitamin mineral fusion. You'll get your X2. It's all in stock. Limited supplies. If you order now. And we need to support there as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates to support the broadcast and great products. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold. kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. But I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now. because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere telling you, the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes is set to join us to talk about all the politics, all the things that are unfolding, the debate tonight, and so much more. And as I told you, tomorrow I'm going to do the big deep dive on the FEMA camps and the expansion of them. And we have a DHS whistleblower in the third hour, so the promise is being fulfilled. We're doing an hour today. But the really deep dive, so I can do it properly, so it'll take me hours to go over all this, even though I know it forwards and backwards. I still need to, like, it's a stack this tall. It's a two-foot-tall stack of documents, more than 30 video clips. And the crew is finding more of them as we speak. I mean, they're just all over the news saying we're going to outlaw Republicans, we're going to put white people in camps. Chase Geisler's report, you know, just exposed it all. It's just totally insane. I mean, I wish this wasn't what was happening. I wish this wasn't what was going on. But it is. And it's just the way it is. So this happens all the time in history. Anybody that knows history knows that tyrannies and takeovers happen more often than freedom happens. Freedom is very rare compared to living under tyranny. And so we've lived bitching and complaining about our country, which wasn't perfect, but was the best house in a bad neighborhood for a long time. And now we're about to get a real taste of what real tyranny looks like. You're already getting a good snapshot of it. But if you think things are bad now, folks, you don't need me to tell you, they're going to get a lot worse. Because this is a total, complete, absolute criminal takeover. And they always say, just bow down to us and we'll be nice to you. Just bow down and the pain will end. And you bow down and it gets worse. So I'm just saying, to me, there's no choice. Fight. Because it's not going to get any better rolling over. Nobody's coming to save you except God. And God's ready to empower you and energize you in little ways every day to not comply and to not go along with the system, but also build the new system. And, you know, I retweeted, reposted a Joel Osteen thing. I didn't tell the crew I'd do this, but pull it up fast if you can. I put it out like 8 a.m. or 6 a.m. this morning. And Joel Osteen is a name it and claim it guy, and I don't like megachurches that much. And he looks fake to me, and I don't like him in a lot of ways. But I'm older now, and I learned to be less judgmental. And he put out a tweet about if you have family, and you have friends, and you have that, you're rich. You shouldn't feel bad just because you don't have monetary things. You should feel good because God loves you, and you know Christ, and you have friends and family. And that's a totally true statement. So I said, hey, Joel Osteen's right. I'm going to say something nice about what Joel's doing because he's not perfect. I said, this is 100% true. And he goes, it's simple things in life that bring us the most joy. You may not have a lot of resources, but if you have family, you're blessed. If you have your health, you're blessed. If you can look up at the stars at night, you're blessed. That is a beautiful thing Joel Osteen said. The left went crazy with it. And said, look, Jones is losing everything. Ha, ha, ha. So now he confides in God. I'm not losing anything. I'm richer than ever, politically, culturally. Again, had a 127-acre little farm way outside Austin. It's an emergency backup with an old shack on it. Used to be a cotton plantation. Never even had time to go out there. They took that away. Before I even did bankruptcy, I sold my fancy house that is an investment, put it in InfoWars. It wasn't losing. It was a pleasure moving into a smaller house. I hated the big house. I did it as an investment. It's a pleasure to do this. It's a victory. It's like marching up a mountain. And you march up 7,000 feet up a mountain, and it's exhausting, but it's so invigorating when you get up to the top. And then when you climb back down and go to a restaurant at night, that steak you eat is 50 times better because you just climbed the mountain. It is an honor. It is a blessing. So the left went crazy with that. It was like, oh, Jones, you know, they tried to spin it. And I figured I was trolling them when I did it. I don't know what they do, but I was like, well, that's a nice thing, Osteen said. And it only had like 18,000 views. I said, that's not fair. He's actually saying something good. We should magnify that. So I'm going to stop judging people like Osteen. Because you know what? He's right. They overdo it with the name and claim it, but at the same time, it's overdoing it to be too negative, too. We should be positive. All things are possible with God. And we should understand that, and we should get into that, because that's where the real power is at. If you've got God, you've got everything. If God be with us, who can be against us? So, yeah, I reposted Joel Osteen. The left is crapping their knickers. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with Robert Barnes.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
This document is called FM 3 through 39.40, Internment and Resettlement Operations. And it's a comprehensive manual issued by our very own Department of the Army.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republican, who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
But here's where it gets interesting. Buried within the dense military jargon and procedural detail is a framework that could, under certain circumstances, be applied domestically. Yes, you heard that right. This manual provides guidance that is adaptable to various operational environments, including potentially right here at home.
Because they've been brainwashed, Joy. I really believe that they have been brainwashed by this misinformation campaign.
So how do you de-radicalize these people?
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact and empower the person to start thinking for themselves.
I think a lot of people are going to have to be deprogrammed. We had a program addressing white supremacist that we had programs, federal programs, that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people, and President Trump pulled the plug.
Let's take a closer look at some of the specifics. Chapter after chapter, this document meticulously details how to set up and manage internment and resettlement facilities, how to process and transport detainees, and even how to handle medical and dental care for them. It talks about capturing, screening, and interrogating detainees and outlines the roles and responsibilities of military police units in these operations. Now, imagine these procedures not just in a foreign war zone, but on American soil. The manual doesn't explicitly state that these operations will take place within the United States, but it leaves the door wide open.
What ultimately breaks that power structure in the South is enforcement, right? There has to be consequences.
Over half our country needs to be reprogrammed, not just 75 million people that voted for Trump, but the conservatives in this country.
Consider the chapter on civil support operations, which highlights the involvement of military police in civil missions, coordinating with civilian authorities. This could easily extend to domestic scenarios where the military might be called in to manage large-scale disruptions or civil unrest. We're also looking at chapters that cover the rehabilitation of detainees and the resettlement of displaced civilians. Think about that. Rehabilitation programs for detainees, resettlement operations for dislocated civilians. These are terms we associate with wartime operations in foreign lands. But here they are in a document that is perfectly applicable to situations within our own borders.
A Bernie Sanders staffer was caught on undercover camera saying that Trump voters should be sent to re-education camps.
What are we going to do with those people that resist the change? Because that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. In Cuba, what do they do to reactionaries?
They shot him on the beach.
I went back to Rooms and got to a lot of Republican voters and Homeland Security with the children and we'll put them into re-education camps.
Men. What's even more troubling is the absence of clear boundaries. The document doesn't draw a firm line to exclude domestic application. Instead, it provides a flexible framework that can be adapted to various operational environments. The ambiguity is unsettling. It's like they've crafted a comprehensive plan for internment and resettlement and left it intentionally vague enough to be implemented anywhere, including right here in the U.S.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
This isn't about fear-mongering. This is about being aware and vigilant. As citizens, it's our responsibility to scrutinize these documents and ask the hard questions. Why does our military have a manual for internment and resettlement operations that could be used domestically? And more importantly, under what circumstances would they deploy these procedures on American soil?
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean, really.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, I'm a little irritated with my good buddy who I love, Robert Barnes. I've been begging him on for a month. We finally got him. Top constitutional lawyer, great historian. We'll talk about the debate, the Trump conviction, all the things he sees coming up. But I also want to talk to him about big picture that we finally got him here with us today, because I don't know, he doesn't know this yet because I've been trying to get him on for a month. Today in federal court, this isn't about me, folks, this is much bigger. The Texas plaintiffs that are suing Elon Musk as well, Democratic Party, tried to send sheriffs here this week, it's in the news, to lock the doors. And the judge said, I didn't say that, and literally said you just violated bankruptcy law and just basically gave us a whole bunch of more runway for a lot of the things that can come out of that. I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a lot of strategy here. But federal courts don't just shut down successful businesses. And the plaintiffs have said on CNN last week, we don't want money, we want it closed. They said it in all over the news again this week. I hear it as a New York mag. They admit the whole thing. So this shows total desperation that they want us off air now. And then you saw Chase Geyer's report. It's great. It's 5 minutes, but it's not speculation. He's going off a 2010 document. We now have a whistleblower from DHS coming on, and we have the documents, and the Democrats have admitted this, that they're preparing for a civil war and internment camps. So Border Patrol whistleblower J.J. Carroll joining us next hour. This shows the incredible insanity of the left. So that's a lot to unpack, Robert Barnes, and I want to get into the debate. I want to get into Trump. I want to get into what the tricks you think they'll pull tonight that are very obvious to me, but I want to get your view on it. But also, I know you didn't know about this. They had an hour-long hearing this morning. The judge grabbed it away from Greg Gamble over the weekend and said, you guys are committing basically bankruptcy fraud. You can't do this. You violated my order. And so it's all blowing up in their face. Because the judge said a few weeks ago at that big hearing, he said, you don't want money. That the law doesn't say that. So you've let's cover what's happened to me first, because it's important for everybody. You hammered this a year plus ago on the air because you've represented me, you've been involved. They never want money. They said in the meetings, we want you to control your speech. They now admit that the news articles I've got right here, that Jones won't control his speech. Not about Sandy Hook. Who cares about that? Nobody, they're the ones that have raised money off that and have fundraisers and attached themselves to me. I barely even ever talked about it. But the fact is, when they say we want him to control his speech, they're literally saying this bunch of new articles, New York Magazine, you name it, we want him to learn to control what he says. So they're literally saying we're going to take your money away to make you behave like we want. It's so transparent. They don't even know how they look, even to a federal judge, Robert Barnes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's been apparent from the beginning. This is politicized, weaponized lawfare. And in the same way that what happened with you on social media predicted and foreshadowed what they would do to President Trump on social media, what happened in with you in the lawfare presaged what lawfare they would wage against President Trump. And all of it was always, just as the lawfare against Trump is not really intended for any form of justice, civilly or criminally, it's entirely intended to influence the election in 2024. In the same way, that's what everything here was about. The lawfare from day one was about silencing, shutting down, censoring the most independent, populist, dissident voice in America. That's what it was from day one. That was apparent from day one. And what they're doing is they're running afoul of federal bankruptcy law, and it's the Constitution of the United States that gives bankruptcy power to the federal courts from the very beginning and from the inception. And the, I mean, we saw it last week when the various people involved in this lawfare said that they wanted to use the bankruptcy process to try to own your social media accounts, to try to own your public image. I mean, this goes way back with the attempts to say that
this is identity. Added. This is identity theft.
Completely. That's exactly what it is. They wanted to own your image. They wanted to own your public representation to the world and be able to broadcast false information concerning it. Be able to completely censor, not only censor you, but lie about you and mislead people about what it is you believe and have said. And that's what this thing has been about from day one. It's all been about how can we find a way to disconnect Alex Jones from his audience. How can we find a way to either censor him, to shame the audience?
And just like Trump get with a conviction only made more powerful in the new polls, why don't they get this isn't working?
Because in their world it does. And that's what they don't understand. And as they keep running into a brick wall with the gaps between the their reality and actual reality, they just double down rather than second guess their approach. Now, I still believe that these lawyers, unless they have buy-in from every single one of their clients, are breaching their fiduciary obligation to their clients to maximize a financial recovery. I mean, the settlement proposals that were put on the table were extraordinarily generous under the circumstances, and yet they've completely refused them and rejected them. They better have complete buy-in from every single one of those.
And told CNN, we don't want money, we want him closed, as they said on the courthouse steps.
That's exactly right. And that's what it's been about from day one. It's never been about Sandy Hook. It's never been about any of that. It's always been about how do we shut up, silence, and censor Alex Jones? How do we make sure that his audience doesn't have connection to him? How do we make
sure of the judge literally saying you violated bankruptcy law? And he goes, you misled the Texas judge. He's being kind to Gore Gamble, who's a political operative of the Democrats with Soros publicly. What do you make of those statements? They said the judge just, they never saw anything like it because he's very, very, very restrained. He told everybody, nobody's talking, and he just excoriated them for almost an hour.
Well, this is established law, but what you have is a completely AWOL court system in Austin, Texas, in Travis County. Just like in New York City, we have a completely AWOL court system. In the District of Columbia, we have a completely AWOL court system, absent without law in each of these. The same is true in Travis County. So, I mean, you have a judge who knows a case is pending in bankruptcy court. Even if the free speech systems case is no longer, your individual one does, and that concerns the assets of free speech systems. And yet, no respect for it, no recognition of it. And basically, the plaintiff's lawyers could blow a leaf across Judge Campbell's desk and she'd sign it. And it's she's an embarrassment to the rule of law. She's an embarrassment to the state of Texas. She's an embarrassment to America. This is a judge who staged a trial as a literal show trial by having movie cameras in the courtroom. And at the time, she was critical of me, and the plaintiffs and other lawyers were critical of me for saying that. But then, of course, what happened? It was made into an actual movie, put on actual HBO home box office. And who was the person walking down the red carpet? Judge Gamble herself. She's an embarrassment to any respect for the rule
of law.
And, Bob,
for people that don't know that we'll shift into Trump, this is just a microcosm that happened to me. Explain, because all my lawyers have agreed. They said, in the past, you'd be removed from the bench if you sit over a trial, you let a movie production happen, and then you go into the red carpet and have standing ovations as an actress in a movie.
No doubt. I mean, think about what's happening in Atlanta, right? They're finally removing some of these rogue judges. Judges that, you know, are saying ridiculous things towards police officers, and finally the Georgia Supreme Court is stepping in. You've got the rogue prosecutors as well. You know, what people are seeing now with Trump in New York and Atlanta and D.C. is they're seeing how completely AWOL our judicial system can become. But the reality is, again, the whole preview, the trailer, the lead up act, the preface was all the lawfare against Alex Jones and InfoWars. because we saw the same sort of shenanigans, the same sort of nonsense, the illicit disbarment of a lawyer and attempting to do so in Connecticut by that judge in Connecticut against Norm Pattis, and everything that's just been off the charts insane in the Austin case. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, people don't know. I mean, there was a movie camera staring right down at the jury while the trial is going on. I mean, this was nuts. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. And it's a total embarrassment to the rule of law. And it's a disgrace that other people haven't called it out for the sham that it is. But credit to the bankruptcy court for enforcing the bankruptcy law and their efforts to keep InfoWars off the air during the election. It's not a coincidence. The timing of what they're doing has failed once again, thanks to the court doing the right thing.
Well, that's the thing. They're totally desperate to shut me down. I could do 100 interviews a day right now. It's made us bigger than ever. They didn't think that would happen.
No, they didn't, because they had that sort of caricatured view that they had created once again through HBO and Showtime, right? They created this caricature
Homeland.
Straw man image. Yeah, through Homeland, right? They create this totally fake version of you, and they convinced themselves that was the image that was there, and then they convinced that, you know, if we get this huge monetary judgment, we can get him to be our loyal servant, and he'll shut his mouth or only say what we want him to say and be our little puppet, and that's not who you've been ever, and that's not who the audience has been ever. But their misunderstanding of that is no surprise. It's just it's a microscopic version of what is happening to Trump on a bigger scale. They thought lawfare against Trump would work. They thought the criminal convictions would work with show trials and all the rest. But the American people are up to the scam, and that's why it's failing and will continue to fail.
Let's shift gears out of that to the big picture. The debate tonight, if you've got time after the debate or before, probably after, we're going to be up here for hours after. Give us 10 minutes. We'd love to have your response. We're going to be here at 6 p.m. We're after the War Room Live right through 8 Central, you know, with live coverage of it. CNN's trying to block anybody else putting it out. Elon Musk said it's fair use. Anybody has a right to this, which is part of the law. They're going to be muting Trump. They're going to be controlling the questions. They're going to be cutting Trump off. We know all the past tricks. Trump marched into this knowing it's a trap. What do you make of this? What are you expecting?
Well, my prediction is that Trump has a surprise. He knows that he knows these in his own version of a show trial, his own version of a scripted case. They control the mic. They control the broadcast. They're threatening anybody who rebroadcast it with copyright violation. You know, credit to Elon Musk for saying, look, X is going to remain up as an independent platform and allow it to be broadcast because it's a public event and classic fair use. Credit to Chris Pavlovsky and Rumble. Says, hey, we're going to let Rumble be used to rebroadcast this. We're not going to be intimidated by CNN that wants to control the narrative. I mean, that's really what, you know, CNN is.
That's what their agreement, by the way, it says right here, CNN's presidential debate rules irk other TV networks, and they tell them they're not allowed to have any commentary or talk about it if they air it. So they have to air it in whole, not ever say anything, and never commentate on it. How the hell do you do it? It shows they want to control the narrative.
That's exactly right. That's what this whole thing is about. Biden set this up as a trap for Trump by having a controlled narrative of people who hate Trump, control the questions, control his answers by controlling the mic and then controlling the broadcasting of it to the entire world and not allow a real audience in. No real audience is being allowed into the debate. So I think Trump is going to have a curveball knowing that this is the case. I think that my guess is that Trump may announce his vice president choice right before or during the debate, with the goal being to dictate the news narrative in the next 24-hour news cycle, because he knows how these news cycles work. So in order to prevent, or I think he'll definitely do it, if something's happening during the debate, they think, oh, they're going to spin this as the news for the next 24 hours. Well, I'm going to hijack it and announce who my vice president is. And if it's a good announcement, if it's J.D. Vance, if it's Ben Carson, if it's Vivek, if it's so one of those people that have a lot of popularity within the populist base, then he will have a great momentum.
So you're predicting he's going to announce his VP tonight?
Yeah, I think I'd say 50-50 chance he announces it tonight, because it'd be like Trump to try to, he knows they want to hijack the news cycle. He knows what they want to use this for. So he should hijack it himself. I think he'll definitely do it if anything's going on during the debate that he says, oh, they're going to spin this in this way and use it in this way. Okay, I don't want
exactly.
That
he's got that in his hip pocket, and that's total genius. But again, they've got sandwich board TV trucks driving around saying convicted felon in Georgia, in Atlanta. That's only going to make people vote for Trump more. They don't get that people love rebels.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I think My guess will be, you know, Tapper is such a pontificating blowhard that he wants people to think he's this great independent journalist. So I think we may see less focus on the criminal and civil cases and more focus on whatever topics they think Trump has a disadvantage on. And they may go to certain areas of foreign policy. They may go to some of those, especially Tapper. Tapper wants the world to think of him as Walter Cronkite. So, you know, given that mindset, that mentality, knowing he's got a monopoly on the global audience, Tapper, my guess is he'll go more that route. Dana Bash, whose husband is CIA tied, is the one more likely to bring up the slimy stuff. Hey, you've been convicted of sexual abuse. Hey, you know, that kind of stuff.
And Trump should say, I'm proud to be convicted in your George Soros-controlled trials. Why don't you talk about Hunter Biden, the crackhead, and how Biden is literally a Chinese communist agent? What do you think Trump is going to say when they raise that? I would say, hey, your attempts to take me off the ballot have failed. The Supreme Court struck it down. You don't want the American people to be able to vote for me. They see through what you've done.
Exactly. And what I would recommend Trump do is hammer on the two key points so that anybody watching that debate, any of the normies just tuning in for 5 minutes, come away with these key points. When Trump was president, we had peace abroad and prosperity at home. With Joe Biden, we got war abroad and poverty at home. Biden's even talking about, you know, reinstating the draft. I would throw that out there for young people to recognize and realize. And just keep hammering.
You say, hey, if you love inflation and open borders and crime and the collapse of America and the dollar, then vote for this guy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is why crime is spiking. This is why our wages are falling. This is why nobody, even I, Donald Trump, can't afford to eat bacon. I mean, that's just make basic common sense points repeatedly that come back to the economy and come back to war. With this guy, we got chaos abroad. With this guy, we got chaos at home. With me, you could pay for your meal. With
sure.
Me,
what about their plan to mute the mics? You know they're only going to do it to Trump, and they're going to cut to Trump talking with no audio and say, oh, Trump's a fool. That'll be the takeaway. Trump looks like a fool when muted. People are just going to get more pissed about that.
Agreed. And I think they think the show will matter more than the substance. And I think what we're seeing in the polling data is American people, especially younger working class voters, understand that Biden is a disaster. So this is Trump's opportunity to sell to them. You know, his base is with him. He just
and shouldn't he probably say, hey, Biden, we know Obama's really your boss?
Oh, he could say that. But I would just keep focusing on this guy. Look, that everybody's budget sucks right now. And there's talk that we might be get stuck in a war overseas if I'm a 25-year-old kid. I mean, I don't want anything to do with that. And, I mean, Trump could, you know, throw in the no tax on tips. That's good. Why? That hits young working class service employees and their friends and family members. You know, talk about things that hit their pocketbook. You know, go back to the old routine where they want to talk about scandals. They want to talk about their lawfare and their show trials and all the rest. They want to talk about January 6th. They want to talk about anything except what matters to you and your home. What matters to you in your home is that we have peace. What matters to you in your home is that we are not waged with waves of illegal immigrants that are causing crime. What matters to you in your home is that you can afford to pay for education, you can pay for health care, pay for your prescriptions, pay for basic meal items. And with President Trump, you already know you're going to be able to do that because I already delivered it to you. This guy, you know what you're going to get, and it's a disaster. And just hammer, 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 hammer. Now, I'd like him to add some of the more populist issues to his campaign platform. You know, I would like to see him embrace medical freedom, given what the Supreme Court has done this past week, and embrace political freedom.
Well, that was my next question. We got to go to break. Let's talk about the Supreme Court rulings, because I've seen some good things by the court, but really bad things. The First Amendment ruling yesterday. We'll talk to you, Robert Barnes, when we come back. What's the best site for folks to find you, Robert?
VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
All right, we'll be right back with Robert Barnes. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and is not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well drillers, so we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So here's some of the headlines. Beginning of the end, new poll shows Trump jumping ahead of Biden massively. As debate nears, you've got the Nat Silver, one of the top projectors out there, saying it's not a toss-up, a 60+% chance Trump is going to win. I mean, I think we're seeing a major, major, major political realignment, not just here but worldwide, as nationalists and populists get elected everywhere, as the power structure panics in their own white papers, like we can't read them, admitting they're losing. So finishing up with the climate of the country, 130 days out, the debate. And then I want to look at this Supreme Court rulings we've been seeing. The one yesterday, I know they've got other First Amendment cases. Maybe they threw this one a bone. Maybe they're good. But I think it signals really bad stuff, because I read the ruling. I'm not a lawyer like you, Barnes, but They're like, we're even skeptical the government censored. Well, they did it on record. And, oh, the government can talk to people. So, as Alito said in his dissenting opinion, this was cut and dry, the biggest First Amendment case ever, and shocking that only, what, two justices, if I'm wrong, Clarence Thomas went along with this. So, over jurisdiction or over standing. So let's speak to that in a moment, but finishing up other points about Trump and the political climate.
I mean, I think there's a great opportunity for Trump and other populist candidates out there, or candidates that simply want to win, to embrace food freedom, medical freedom, political freedom, financial freedom. You know, talk about legislative reform to stop some of this lawfare. So that, you know, talk about, for example, one thing that Robert Kennedy has embraced, that Donald Trump could embrace, is to get up on the stage and say, you know, the government has now said, the Supreme Court has now said you can't sue the government when they violate, the federal government, when they violate your rights. The FDA lies to you, you can't sue them. The FDA wrongfully denies your citizen petition, you can't sue them. If the government's busy censoring your speech, you can't sue them. Well, you know who can change that? Just pass a law. Congress can pass a law. Every American should extend the Civil Rights Act, 42 USC 1983, to all federal government officials, and that they are as just as liable and responsible when they violate our civil rights as state government actors, as local city and county government actors. That would be, I think, a smart move to celebrate political freedom and show President Trump is on board with free speech. On top, he could also support Rand Paul's Free Speech Act. In the same way, on medical freedom, Trump could get up there. Like, he's got some vestigial issues left over from the COVID vaccine and from the 2020 pandemic that are potential risks for him in this election. Come out, and there's massive support. 1776 Law Center sponsored a poll by Richard Barris showed Americans overwhelmingly support the right to sue a drug company when their vaccines cause injury. Tucker Carlson was talking about this just in Australia yesterday, said it's absolutely absurd that we cannot sue drug companies when they cause injuries through their vaccine. And the biggest vaccine injuries are the COVID vaccine injuries. So President Trump should say, I'm going to make sure every single one of you have the right to sue for any drug company that causes any injury from their vaccines, and change that law and get on the right side of medical freedom. A big issue with young working class voters, especially in the polling data. And then also get it, last but not least, look at what's happening to farmers in Idaho. Look at what's happening to
cutting
farmers
the water
in
off, cutting the fertilizer off. It's happening.
Exactly. Embrace food freedom. Overwhelmingly, Americans believe they should have a right to buy food directly from a farmer. This goes right at Bill Gates's agenda. He wants control through the medical system, control through the food system, control through the censorship system. He has deep financial ties to all three as this dystopian control grid, Tron style, Matrix like. And the way to counter that is to give Americans the right to always buy food directly from the producer of that food without regard to government.
Totally agree. Shifting gears now. Was it a punch in the stomach for you with the Supreme Court ruling? Because you said Amy Coney Barrett was going to be bad. Boy, you are right. She is bad.
Well, remember, we talked about it, Alex. We did a whole show on it before she was done, encouraging President Trump not to put her in. We said Barrett's a risk. Barrett won't be there on the elections. Barrett won't be there on COVID issues. Barrett won't be there when you need her on these big populist issues. She might be fine on abortion. She might be fine on the Second Amendment. But on a whole bunch of other big issues, she will be AWOL. And who was the one who wrote the decision that said you as an American have no right to sue the federal government when the federal government is busy violating your First Amendment rights? Justice Amy Coney Barrett. So we were right. You know, it's another Alex Jones was right jar. That's too big.
Well, no, you were the one saying she was super bad. So what do you make of the ruling?
Unfortunately, it's not a surprise. It's based on a legal doctrine called standing that is made up. It didn't exist until about 100 years ago. For 150 years in our American legal history, you won't find the word standing in the Supreme Court's language. You won't find the word standing in the Constitution. And a good sign that they're interpreting the Constitution in a way that contravenes the Constitution is they keep using terms that aren't in it. They don't talk about what the Constitution actually says. The Constitution says the federal court...
I want you to say this, but isn't it... Every American's having their right to free speech curtailed and assaulted. So to claim the states can't come bring an action because they're not a person, what the hell does that mean? They represent the people.
Oh, absolutely. And they previously said otherwise. But, I mean, we've had these back-to-back decisions. This is what I call the Pontius Pilate pretext. When the Supreme Court wants to evade responsibility for doing its judicial job, because it would mean harming some other powerful political actor. They cite standing. And remember, standing was the doctrine they used to say we, Children's Health Defense, can't sue the Food and Drug Administration for lying to people about kids. They decided that last week. The same standing was what happened when they said, no, sorry, we can't get involved in the 2020 election. It was the same bogus doctrine. It's a Pontius Pilate. I wish I could do something, but by golly, I can't. It's nonsense. However, it's not dead yet because Robert Kennedy's case, he clearly does have standing, even by the admission of the implicit admission of what the Supreme Court said. Justices Thomas Gorsuch and Alito would have granted standing even to the state, but even the Roberts corporatist institutionalist statist control group, Kavanaugh, Roberts, and Amy Coney Barrett, their nature of their decision is that Robert Kennedy's case should go forward and ultimately get remedy. What this really is, hey, Biden administration, we're going to allow you to censor through the election. I think it signals they're going to turn around and give immunity to Trump.
So they're politically punting.
That's exactly right. Those are giving one thing to Biden. Hey, you get to censor throughout the whole campaign, and then they're going to give something to Trump. You get immunity so you don't have to deal with all this nonsense with the criminal justice system. I think that's what's coming, and we'll probably get that decision Friday or Monday.
So they're splitting the baby.
Exactly. It's a bad version of King Solomon.
And when we've seen massive harassment of the Supreme Court, I think it's a bad sign they're giving into the intimidation.
Oh, no doubt. But it's who they are. It's who Justice Roberts is. It's who Justice Kavanaugh is. It's who Justice Amy Coney Barrett is. I mean, Thomas can't be intimidated. Gorsuch can't be intimidated. Alito can't be intimidated. But Amy Coney Barrett was. Like, look at that whole flag scandal, so-called flag scandal. That wasn't about sending a message to Alito. That was about sending a message to Kavanaugh. That was about sending a message to Barrett. That's who that was about. And then Politico has this big fluff piece about how Barrett is going to go against Thomas and go against Scalia's originalist intentions as sort of cover for her.
The left is now saying Amy Coney Barrett is a hero, as you predicted, of the left.
Yeah, exactly. And that's who she, well, we're going to have to
deal with. But it shows how disconnected
reality.
She is. She's siding with corporate dinosaur media. That means they've got dirt on her and her husband.
Well, the other aspect with her is she comes from old Southern aristocracy. I mean, you know that old Southern aristocracy. They're never going to be reliable populist allies, right? It's the kind of old Bushite influence in Texas.
No, they have a real elitism. They always side with what they think the elite is.
That's exactly right. That's who they are. That's who they want their approval from. That's who they get their approval from. It's cotton ball society writ large. And so that's why.
But that's part of Trump's problem in the past. He's a populist at heart, but he still cares what they think either. Finally, Republicans invited me to TPUSA. Not a big deal. Whatever. I'm glad to go. It was fun. But it showed they finally got being the rebel, being the black sheep's good. They're finally getting it. Like, it's popular to be anti-establishment. Stop caring what CNN says or the New York Times, for heaven's sake.
Absolutely. And look at what's happening around the world. We're seeing a populist revolution in France. We're seeing a populist revolution in England. I mean, and Nigel Farage, the Reform Party, may completely displace the Tories. And that's like, if people want to know what establishment Republicanism would look like in America, it would look like the Tories, who are about to get wiped off the map. They're about to no longer exist as a political party of any kind.
Nigel Farage only announced 2 months ago he already has the biggest party.
Exactly. And he's surging. And he may pull a shock upset. He may be the next prime minister of the United Kingdom because he just keeps going up and up and up and up like a rocket. Right before the election, he may peak at the right time. Why? Because populism is popular. As you know, Trump was called populism, popularism. But there's some truth to that. Populism is the zeitgeist. So if you want to be part of success, be on the populist train, because that's the one that's moving out of the station.
I was about to say, the globalists know this. They admit in their white papers they're failing. What do you expect with 130 days out? They're heavily hyping civil war, racial attacks. They're preparing FEMA camps. That's all admitted. They're really planning to show up America if they can get Biden in and bring in a permanent tyranny, I think.
Well, I think the risk factor for a false flag event would be if Biden does very poorly tonight in the debate, that you might have someone that they blame as being a Trump supporter do something that takes out both Biden and Kamala Harris. so that they can replace both of them, because the current problem is they can't replace Biden right now without dealing with Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris is much more unpopular than Biden. So I think the risk factor is that they're already planting the seeds for that in different places by the way they're seeking the gag order in Florida. They're saying, you know, Trump sends these secret signals to his audience through. And you know about this, Alex. This is what they falsely accused you of for years, that they couldn't produce a single piece of evidence for. They said, oh, Alex sends these secret messages to his audience. There's nothing secret about Alex Jones. That's nuts. But they're doing the same thing to Trump in the gag order request. And what are they doing? They're setting the seeds for if anything dramatic happens. Oh, this was from Trump. This was Trump's out of control supporters because of Trump's secret messaging to do something. And then they could replace Biden. And my view is if they ever replace Biden, it won't be with Gavin Newsom. They'll have to somehow remove Kamala Harris from the equation. There's one person who has the political juice to still do that within the power structure, and her name is Hillary Rodham Clinton.
What other curveballs do they have?
I think otherwise we have to wait and see, unfortunately. But I've been trying to brainstorm the different kind of options and alternatives that we should be on the lookout for, on the risk for. I think they still believe right now that they've got this debate set up well. They got the conviction set up well, that they can use bashing him Biden's running $100 million campaign ad, calling him convicted felon, serial abuser. They're hoping the media, Dana Bash, says that again tonight so they can play that over and over again. They're hoping that works. I think they're going to wait until September and Labor Day and see if that's working. If it's not working, that's when we have to be on high alert, for what dangerous thing they may do next. Cause we see what in Ukraine they're doing, in Russia they're doing. I mean, they're having Americans complicit in the bombing of Russian beaches on a summer weekend. And there are multiple terrorism events in Russia where they're trying to destabilize Putin. And it all has, I mean, American drones being shot down over Russian waters. These people are insane. So unfortunately, we can't rule anything out when it comes to these people.
Barnes, we've got about 12 minutes left, and I've got literally dozens of questions for you. But what else is on your radar screen?
A very good Supreme Court ruling today. It said that anytime the government is trying to civilly fine you, the government has to give you a right to a trial by jury, which some of us
wow,
have been arguing
that is huge because the IRS does that all the time.
All kinds of agencies do that all the time. I mean, think about all the licensure agencies that do that all the time, right? I mean, right now I'm representing the illegally imprisoned farmers in Pennsylvania, farm workers. These are a couple of ordinary guys who suddenly got picked up by the sheriff and thrown into the hoosegow for 30 days, never charged with a crime, never even served a case, never were part of a case that they were named parties to ever, and yet they're suddenly in jail for 30 days. And it turned out it was this rogue judge and rogue government actor in Pennsylvania. And the way they were getting away with it is they were doing rogue fines, rogue contempt orders, outside of any constitutional due process. All of that, like some of the crazy contempt stuff we've been seeing out of Atlanta, Georgia in the Young Thug trial. But it's big, but a lot of it's predicated on the.
Well, explain how that works, because Democrats in the deep state have weaponized judiciary and the legal system because they never get in trouble for it. So speak to what they're doing, but then how do they get punished?
So the key is the administrative state has created its own legislative branch, its own judicial branch. So you have these unelected officials in the executive branch of a state or federal government who are writing the rules that govern them, in other words, the legislative function, and then they're adjudicating their own actions in the context of having...
So we have agencies that are judge, jury, and executioner.
That's exactly right. And they're legislator on top of it. I mean, it completely breaches all the constitutional requirements of the separation of powers. So finally, the Supreme Court is stepping in. They stepped in last year in one aspect of it, and said, hey, you can't be the legislative branch. You can't just write your own rules. Now they're saying, hey, you can't be the judicial branch either. You can't deprive.
But here's the problem. As you know, 5 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that federal agencies can't tax carbon without a law, but they still are trying it.
Yeah, exactly. And there was another good ruling today on the EPA case saying the EPA can't universally overturn every state's environmental controls. But a big ruling to take away the administrative state's power to be the judge, jury, and executioner in your cases. There's a right. They can't fine you anymore. They can't try to jail you. They can't do any of that nonsense. It now has to go to a trial by jury according to the Supreme Court of the United States. It's what's always been there. It's always been the Seventh Amendment. We have the same analog provisions in all of our state constitutions, interpreted and enforced the same way, if not more aggressively, at the state level. So this is a major win against the administrative state. So that's very promising. I mean, because for people who don't know about the No Bull Solutions case, the farmers were illegally imprisoned, just farm workers, no basis for it, no proper court order. The court that issued it didn't even have criminal.
And that's all part of Agenda 2030 to cut the food. So speak to that and other big cases. And then just larger picture, how would you quantify the political position the world's in? Because I see giant political awakening, huge renaissance, globalists in trouble, losing everywhere. How do they then strike back?
Well, as you always say, the best answer to 1984 is 1776. And that's what we're going to see. We're going to see a 1776 versus Orwell's 1984 fight on a global scale over the next 6 months. We're going to see it in the UK. We're going to see it in France. We're going to see it, and we're going to see it right here in the United States on issues like food freedom, medical freedom, political freedom, financial freedom. That control, dystopian control grid that Bill Gates sits at the center of, that George Soros helps fund, that the big media empire helps propagate, all of that, they're going to try to take away the exit ramps, like they're trying to shut down Amos Miller, the Amish farmer in Pennsylvania. We're going to see what they're shutting down the farmers in Idaho, trying to shut down the farmers in the Netherlands, using environmental excuses to do so. All of these things, we're going to see escalation of censorship, escalation of financial control. See the Biden administration's continued war on crypto, on Bitcoin. Credit to President Trump for embracing Bitcoin and crypto as alternatives. We're going to see continued escalation on the food freedom side. I mean, they're out there spreading, oh, hey, there's this new bird flu that somehow magically only goes into cows, and then only goes into cows that produce unpasteurized milk. And it's like, how in the world is that the case? It's nuts. But you're going to see that. They're going to try the pandemic template. And they're going to use it where they can at scale to go after food freedom or to go after medical freedom or to go after political freedom or to go after financial freedom. And they're going to keep doing it. And it's going to be a constant continuous war while they engage in real kinetic warfare and try to escalate it along the eastern Russian border. And that's why they're unhappy that Putin's not escalating in the way they want, in such a way that they can provoke a response. And while they're very happy that Netanyahu has reacted the way he has in Israel to create a global war spark there, right in the heart of the Middle East. So you've got two regions aflame with war that could explode into a nuclear war, that could explode into world war at any given moment, while they're busy pushing pandemic fears to take away our other freedoms and liberties here in the United States. So you were going to see the elites try to impose more oppressive control. It's going to be like watching V for Vendetta in live time, while the populists push for more freedom and independence around the world. And these are coming right to a head in 2024.
That is beautifully said. Anybody that claims we're not in incredibly interesting times, Robert, is crazy. Again, how would you quantify this moment in history?
I think it's maybe the biggest moment in terms of freedom versus oppression. It's at least the biggest in our lifetimes. I think the next 6 months will be the most consequential to the future of freedom around the world as any time in the last half century, and at least since World War II. I mean, it's that level of significance, that level of importance. Does the deep state win, or does true constitutional republic win? Does does Bill Gates win, or does the ideas of freedom and liberty that are announced by everybody from Ron Paul to Alex Jones win? Does the ideas and ideals of the American founders win? Or do those of the sort of old aristocratic oppressive class, do they come back to prevail? You know, are we in the middle of the Empire Strikes Back, or are we in the middle of Return of the Jedi? That's what we're going to find out.
I got 100 other questions in the last 5 minutes, but after you leave this interview, you'll probably think, oh, I should have said that. What else do you want to say?
I think the other critical components that people should be on the lookout for, both tonight in the debate and afterwards, is I think the key for Trump is he needs to embrace the populist base, and he needs to do so by the vice presidential choice he makes. He cannot pick someone that presents an imminent risk to his life, that presents an imminent risk to his platform, that presents an imminent risk to his populist supporters. That means that he cannot, it has to be not Scott. Tim Scott is a war whore, neocon, deep state ally. The same is true of Marco High Heels Rubio. He is a deep state ally, a war whore, a neocon, a Bushite. These are people that need to be nowhere near the ticket. And I know he's thinking about people like Boring Burgum, but that guy adds nothing to the balance of the ticket whatsoever. So to me, it's one of three choices that would help Trump win the election, that would help secure Trump his life and his liberty, and that would help provide a real populist platform for his presidency. And that's either Senator J.D. Vance, Vivek Ramaswamy, or Ben Carson. These are people that the deep state is as afraid of as they are with Trump. And so that would provide life insurance for Trump, political protection.
And say those names again.
Senator J.D. Vance, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Dr. Ben Carson. These should be the only choices for vice president.
Let's talk about J.D. Vance. I ran into him in Detroit a few weeks ago. And I'm not going to talk about our private conversation, but looks like he's the choice.
Well, he's the real deal, in my opinion. I mean, I remember talking to him right in the buildup to the right when everything crazy was happening on Ukraine. And this was March of 2022. And he was making a decision about whether he was going to come out against the Ukraine war and everything the Biden administration was doing. And he was like, look, as soon as I do this, I'm going to get tens of millions of dollars defunded from my campaign. I'm going to get tens of million dollars waged against me. I'm going to get media hit pieces from everybody, from the national security establishment in D.C. But he said, look, and when I was talking to him, he said, I'm already famous. I already have money. I already have these things. So why am I running for the Senate? I'm running for the Senate so nothing happens to another working class kid like me, like happened that I saw happen in Iraq. Nobody gets lied to into another dumb war. And so he said, I'm going to come out against this. And he was the first major Senate candidate to come out against the Ukraine war, right in the peak of its political propaganda campaign. And he got hit pieces from the Wall Street Journal, hit pieces from Politico, tens of millions against him, but he won anyway. That showed that he has the character and the backbone to be a great populist advocate. He understands these issues of food freedom, medical freedom, political freedom, financial freedom. He understands how important they are to the new
and
young working class.
He also understands which way the wind's blowing. So who are you predicting Trump is going to pick?
I predict it will be either J.D. Vance or Ben Carson. My original prediction was Ben Carson because he knows Ben Carson a longer period of time. Ben Carson was a loyalist throughout the entire time he's in the White House. Ben Carson's run at a national campaign level. Ben Carson actually has appeal to the African American vote. Like Tim Scott would make African Americans not want to vote for Trump because they don't want to be affiliated with a guy like Tim Scott. Whereas Ben Carson relates and connects to the African American community. He truly is one of them. He doesn't come across as, you know, token Republican.
So it's Senator J.D. Vance or it's Ben Carson.
Yep. That's my prediction. And I sure hope that's it because if it's Tim Scott or Marco Rubio, we're all in trouble.
Robert Barnes, debate live tonight at Infowars.com/show, band.video, Real Alex Jones. If you can pop in with us, tell the crew when. I'd love to have you right when the debate ends. Come on first with us. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
Happy to be here, Alex.
Thank you. All right, we have the Homeland Security whistleblower on the internment camps for Americans coming up. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com,
please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Some stations don't care this first 5 minutes, so we'll go to our guest here in about 6 minutes. J.J. Curl is a retired U.S. Border Patrol agent, and he is exposing the massive expansion of detention centers across America, which we've done deep research on and we know is true. This is critical intel about the current expansion ahead of what is clearly a plan to trigger some type of civil unrest and what they're calling in the media civil war. He's joining us. He's ready right now. But again, some stations don't care. His first five, so we're going to go to him right now. We want people to hear everything he has to say coming up in just a few minutes. But this is very important. So whether you're on local radio listening or local TV watching or on the internet at Infowars.com/show or Real Alex Jones or Band Out Video, share those links now and say a DHS whistleblower is about to expose internment camps for you and your family in America. And then tomorrow, I'm doing a two-hour deep dive. I'll do 4 hours tomorrow. First 2 hours in the aftermath of the debate we'll cover tonight. And then the second 2 hours, I'm going to show you congressional hearings, video clips, documents, Democrats saying put us in camps. Yeah, it sounds crazy until you study history. This is happening all over the world all the time. This is what corrupt political groups decide to do. Let's just outlaw our opposition. Let's throw them all in prison. So J.J. Curl is coming up here in just a few minutes. Separately, just had Robert Barnes on for an hour. Amazing interview. I forgot to plug. It is you funding us to keep us on air. We're not funded by big bankers or billionaires in the New World Order. We're funded by you. We have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion is incredible. It's back in stock, discounted. X2, the big missing link, which so many people have deficiency in. True Atomic Iodine. Nobody else has it. It's back in stock, discounted. It's the last day of the summer kickoff super sale, up to 40% off of Brainforce Ultra, Ultimate Fish Oil, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vaso Beats, Nitric Boost, Brainforce Ultra, all of it is at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I thank you all for your support, plus these are great products. Separately, our outside sponsor that funds the operation is my dad's company, who developed all those supplements already. DrJonesNaturals.com has all the nano silver products, has next level foundational energy that's not a stimulant but cleans out the cells, has an amazing clean stimulant effect. We have 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force about to sell out. We have the fiber green caps. It's all at DrJonesNaturals.com, or you can simply, again, check out the P.O. box that's on the side if you want to mail it in. But DrjonesNaturals.com is critical to our fight. I want to thank all of you that supported DR Jones Naturals. I want to encourage those that have not experienced the great nootropic Top Brain or have not experienced the great Sleep Aid Rocket Rest. Get it. You'll love it. You'll become a repeat customer. And I thank you for your support, drjonesnaturals.com. And again, I cannot thank listeners enough for standing with us in the years with this fight. But we have a desperate political establishment that's pulling out their hair. They don't know what to do. They're trying to start World War III. They've imploded our borders. They're doing all these terrible things. And they're trying to bring in classical tyranny to America. And they want some type of big confrontation with 130 days left of the election that gives them the pretext for what they call civil unrest / civil war, but it's really a false flag against our republic. And that's why the work of J.J. Carroll and what he learned inside DHS is so critical. They've got a film out on the subject as well. We'll be telling you about that. We're going to go to break and join him in 60 seconds. So again, this show's great. We reach millions every day. But when you get excited as viewers and listeners, and when you share the live links and you share the articles, and later, once this live interview is archived to band.video and Real Alex Jones, when you share that, it changes the world. So it's not like I'm patting you on the head and saying, oh, you're important. You're everything. You're not the tail. You're the dog. You're the tail. You're the teeth. You're the eyes. You're the brain. You're the guts. You're the heart. You're the soul. You're everything. So we need you to take this information as Paul Revere's, get out everywhere. J.J. Carroll joins us in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The only thing that evil men entirely seem to flourish is that good men do nothing, as Thomas Jefferson famously said. He also said that when government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Well, J.J. Carroll is our guest. I recently retired from the United States Border Patrol after a 24-year career as a deputy patrol agent in charge. Carroll brings a different view on immigration and what is now transpiring on this forgotten and unknown place called the border. Carroll's unique perspective is from years of frontline journeyism, agent and a senior leader to the United States Border Patrol. Carroll uses his experience and to articulate who has created this disastrous situation on the border, how these policies are being enacted, and why these intentional policies are being implemented in his new book, Invaded, The Intentional Destruction of America and Its Immigration System. Carroll's also releasing a new documentary, What is Treason? In September, this documentary will expose the traitors that run our government and the peril the United States of America now finds itself in. He is unapologetically patriotic and believes in the greatness of America and her citizens. However, he is unafraid to point out the corruption and deception that is ruling decisions made about the border, immigration, illegal immigration, and the weakening of America's sovereignty. Podcast on Rumble, Unrestricted Invasion, and on X, J.J. Carroll 14, jjcarroll.com. And I've been covering the Gulag Archipelago and how they've set up these FEMA camps for years. But now they're really firing them up. They use the COVID system and COVID camps as kind of a cover for it. But he's got whistleblowers and contacts about a massive expansion of this system. You got movies and TV shows and civil war and leaving forever. All this hyping this, and Democrats everywhere saying Republicans are going to stage terror attacks. We got to put them in camps. We got to arrest them. We got to round them up. Tomorrow I'll play all these clips. But I want him to tell you what he's personally seen that led him on this journey and the film that is imminently coming out. So, Mr. Carroll, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to talk about this topic because I believe the greatest threat to our republic is this vehicle of illegal immigration coming into tens of millions of people into our nation.
Well, obviously, trailers for the film are viral and your interviews are viral. So I'm going to try to shut up and give you the floor to talk about who you are, what you saw, and then what you learned is currently happening.
Okay. I have 24 years in the Border Patrol. Why I believe that I'm an expert on this topic, because my last year before I retired as a deputy patrol agent in charge in San Diego sector was Joe Biden's first year. So I saw the genesis of this treason. And yes, I call it treason. There's no other explanation. Just let me give you some context. At the end of Trump's term, we were arresting 500 to 600 illegal aliens a day. A day. That's nothing. The first day of Joe Biden's term, we went from 5 to 6,000. We went to 5 to 6,000 arrests. And from every day, therefore, we've been averaging 5 to 6,000 to over 20,000 arrests a day. And we're releasing them at a 95 to 97% rate. That's unbelievable. At the end of Joe Biden's term, he will have arrested and released 12 million people. 12 million. The border is 80% unmanned, meaning there's no one on 1,600 miles of the 2,000-mile border. Then that has given at least 15 to 18 million more illegal aliens have come across our country. There's 30 million people will have entered illegally into America under Joe Biden's first term. And why you're bringing me here today is because I spoke in doing my documentary, What is Treason? I interviewed a lady. Her name is Christy Hutchinson. She's the founder and president of Women Fighting for America. But more importantly, she's a defense contractor who has made a small fortune, if I will, being a defense contractor. And she told me in my interview, JJ, do you know that there are bids out for detention facilities in every state of our union? And I was like, no, I didn't know that. And then she said, well, do you know who they're for? And I'm like, I guess for illegal aliens, they're saying. She goes, yeah, they're saying that, but they're for you and me. They're for dissidents. And when I sat back and I listened to what she said, Alex, it made sense to me, because I want your audience to understand right now there's about 40,000 ICE beds, meaning detention facilities that hold up to 40,000 people. There's no one in them, Alex, because everyone that comes across the border is a quickly processed and released to NGOs or street release into our cities. There's no one in custody, or if there is, it's a minute fraction of the 40,000 beds. And Mayorkas, the secretary of DHS, keeps going in front of Congress and saying, I need more beds. And at least these impotent Republicans and sophomoric leaders in the Republican Party say, wait a minute, you have 40,000 beds, you're not even using them. So it makes sense when you understand that these are not for illegal aliens. Just ask yourself this question. And I want to go through what Christy sent me. I am looking at my notes now because I want to get it exactly how she said it to me, okay? I asked her again, do you think this is for illegal aliens, or do you still hold that thought there for dissidents, meaning us? We won't get vaccinated. We won't go to war against Ukraine. We won't do anything. And she says, JJ, let's just do deductive reasoning. Why are they building detention facilities in every state? Why? We have those are called prisons. We have state, local, and federal prisons in every state of the nation. Why are they building them? And then she goes into detail, Alex, and probably no one's heard this on your show. I want to tell you how the federal government is doing this under the radar. And this is from her, and she is an expert of all these contracts, and you have to have special access to get the details. It is 100% from the DHS budget. Mayorkas could not get the appropriations from the Senate or the Congress. So he did it through the budget. It's already been budgeted, but he's building them through FEMA, not DHS. DHS is running the money to FEMA. Each facility has a five-year contract for $29 million, and it's renewable. Five-year, $29 million, renewable. But this is where it gets really dirty. DHS lists this bid under the category of housekeeping. Housekeeping. What in God's name are you talking about?
You can see the sick joke. Martial law is called housekeeping.
Well, Yeah, but they hit it. I mean, isn't it? But look, they hit it. Housekeeping/ I'm reading Rachmaninoff notes. Guard level 1-2 security. They're just telling us that the government is, look, and you talked about this yesterday, Alex. I saw you on talking about exactly what we're going to discuss today. Don't listen to what I'm saying. Don't listen to what Alex is saying. Listen to the politicians. They're just telling you, they're giving you the game plan. Hey, when, if Trump wins or after Biden beats Trump, we have to re-educate these MAGA people. We're going to have to re-educate them in camps. I'm not making this up. Just look at it. They're telling you in real time. And go back to deductive reason. Why do you have detention facilities being built in every state of the union? Why? No one can answer that for me. There's no illegal aliens. Illegal aliens have been released free on some felonious lie of parole and asylum.
And then J.J. Carroll, I'm going to do this tomorrow when you're not here with us, but anybody can look up the stuff we're going to show. And maybe I'll bring the documents in while you're talking. Just put them on screen. People can search them. The Democrats are all over the news saying it's for conservatives and saying we're about to stage terror attacks with no evidence of that. So they're pre-programming it. You can see it.
Well, yeah. But I would also like to go into, like you showed, how they're going to build it, what they're going to look like. Let me tell you what's inside the bids. They're asking for the RFQ, the request for information. For these housekeeping facilities, they need guard posts, static sites, armed, access, egress control, security screening, visitor processing, patrol and response, traffic control. Why? It's housekeeping. You're giving housekeepers $29 million over 5 years, and you are going to train them in crowd control and visitor processing? America needs to wake up. The United States of America government has decided, through meetings at the highest level, they had to have had these meetings prior to Joe Biden taking office. How do I know that? Because Joe Biden came out and signed 94 executive orders on day one, not day 100, on day one, to destroy the American immigration system. And he
did. Well, that's right. But Mr. Carroll, we have countless clips of Democrats saying we're going to arrest the Trump supporters and put them in camps. It's not like we just have the documents or you have a whistleblower. They're openly trying to sell it. It's crazy.
It is crazy, and I argue this all the time with Democrats and even the RINOs, and they ask me, well, that sounds crazy, right? That's a conspiracy. And I go, okay, how about we just listen to what they say? It's not J.J. Carroll saying, it's Congressman X, Y, and Z. Now, after they say it, let's look and listen to what their actions are. They tell you, we need to re-educate you, and then you see bids for detention facilities across America. If you don't want to believe that your government is the enemy, then it's on you.
And the Obama document, when he set all this up to begin with, calls it re-education, resettlement operations. They call it this.
Well, they do, and people, Alex, will push back and say, "Well, this is you're reading into it. Our government would never do that, really." What about the tens of thousands of Japanese Americans that were put in internment camps? That didn't happen? Are you talking to me about a government that lied about the pandemic and then forced everyone to get vaccines that they didn't need because it's not a vaccine? That government, the government that put us in tyrannical wars that cost us trillions of dollars in the Middle East on a lie of weapons of mass destruction, that government, that's the one you're trusting, and yet you're going to call me and people like Alex Jones conspiracy theorists and crazy? We're not crazy. We're just telling you what they said to us. That's it. We're reporting on what they said and what they're doing.
Continuing, I was interrupting. It's so crazy to actually read everything from the Obama era document and the funding to now having refired up and expanding, and then how they would bootleg Homeland Security funding, but do it at a different agency to then build not holding centers that ship illegals back, but to actually set up all these holding centers for we the people.
Well, look, I use this analogy, or I make this comparison. Our government has become the world's largest modern day child sex trafficking organization. Okay, I know it's hard to hear and it's disgusting, but it coincides with talking about detention facilities. You have over 400 detention facilities for children across the United States of America, meaning they have created a distribution center, a service like Amazon. They come across the border in Texas, which has over 100 of these detention facilities, California, Arizona. They take them there and they shoot them out through an already established highway, super highway, if you will, to hundreds of more facilities that detain children. So if they've already created that, why would you think creating more detention facilities in every state of the union, they don't have the capacity to do that? I've already told you it's in the budget. They've already budgeted it. Look at, you're showing on camera these children. Listen, Alex, this is the most disgusting, evil thing that it's a stain on the soul of America. The federal government has lost over 500,000 unaccompanied alien children from the birth, from the age of being a newborn infant to 17 years old. It's unfathomable what has happened to our nation in such a short time, but it can be changed. But, and the big but is, do we have enough men, strong, alpha, patriotic men that are going to take our country back? And that is an answer, a question that I don't know if I have an answer for. I don't.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. It came out 2 years ago, the New York Times did a whitewash. They admitted massive numbers of children in slavery, not going to school, as young as 8 years old, 10, 12, working in factories, sleeping on the floor, and then they admitted sex slavery in the Senate report. This is on record.
No, this is nothing. I'm not coming up with this. That's the insanity of it all, Alex. You and I are literally reporting on what has been deemed factually true. That's the crazy thing. And people push back and go, well, the government's not bad. The government would harm us. Are you insane? You're being replaced and you don't even know it. 1 in 6 residents inside America's borders are an illegal alien or foreign national. There are over 45 million illegal aliens inside our walls. Let me repeat that. I didn't stutter. I didn't mispronounce it. 45 million, and there will be 50 million by the end of time Joe Biden takes office. Tell me, Alex, tell me a civilization in the history of mankind that has overcome that demographic shift and survived. And you cannot. You cannot.
Please continue, J.J. Carroll. Again, big DHS whistleblower, have other whistleblowers exposing that they are radically expanding the Rex 84 program, which they fooled Reagan with and said we need these camps in case the border collapses. But now that project's continued on, they're collapsing the border using the funding under continuation of Rex 84 to build camps for the American people is what it looks like.
Okay. I started out on this journey to film my documentary. I wrote a book. My wife said, you got to write a book. You got to tell, you got to get back in the fight. And I agree with her. I got to get back in the fight after I left the Border Patrol. I'm not removed from the Border Patrol from 30 years. I'm 3 years away. I was there in the belly of the beast. I saw it. I talked to all of my colleagues every day, ICE agents, supervisors, high level managers, always down the journeyman agent. And I started to do this documentary. And I honestly, Alex, I went into it with, okay, you filmed multiple documentaries. So, you know, you go in with an idea of what this is going to be. I'm telling you, Alex, everything that I have seen and witnessed and I have the information I have been given, I have fact checked it. My documentary is 180 degrees difference. I am shocked. I am absolutely, and I'm rarely shocked. At 24 years of rapes, murders, drug dealers, arresting the scum of the earth, getting fights, falling off the cliffs, riding ATVs, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm never shocked. I'm shocked, Alex. I'm jarred. I cannot believe how big this mechanism, this military industrial size mechanism that is destroying our country through the vehicle of illegal immigration. I'm going to New York City. 50% of the hotels in New York City are contracted for illegal aliens. I go to Chicago. They're about to have a race war between black residents in the South Side and Venezuelan gang members and Venezuelan illegal aliens. Because $3 billion in Chicago's funds have gone to illegal aliens. Why black American schools are failing. They don't have jobs. They live in squalor.
They're shutting down after-school programs for the illegal aliens.
They ran out of money. So when they run out of money, out, and these people don't have the nice hotels and food every day, what do you think is going to happen? 60 to 70% conservatively of all the 12 million or all the 30 million people that come across the border are single adult military age men. From Haiti, Venezuela, Middle East, continent Africa. Listen, well, as I do this documentary, I am shocked. And you know what I'm shocked about? Two things, Alex. The size and the scope and the funding for the NGOs and the level of child sex trafficking that is happening.
That was my next question. NGOs. Explain the NGOs and how big the sex trafficking is, and we'll play the trailer next segment for your documentary that I've got to watch.
Okay. Well, let me give you. I brought in a DHS whistleblower. Okay. She comes in and she sits down and interviews. I have to black her out. I can't have. I have to have her voice digitized because everyone in the government won't talk to me on camera because they're scared to death of their own government. That says everything you need to know. But this person was inside, not somebody that saw a contract or heard about it. This person was, and I call her the check writer. She wrote the checks to the NGOs. So I said, tell me about the NGOs. Tell me the largest check that you wrote. And she says to me, the largest check I wrote was for Jewish Family Services, and it was for $600 million.
Wow.
And I said, dear God, $600 million. For what?
And Mayorkas is on the board of that, for those that don't know.
Yes, he is. And they said, no, she said, no, this is for 2 to 3 months. But here's where it gets crazier. And you're going to see in the documentary, Alex. And this happens for Catholic Charities, Lutheran Family Services, and all the other hypocritical religious organizations that are fleecing America by the tunes of billions of dollars a month with a B. And I asked them, well, what else is going on? And they said, well, this is where it gets real dirty, JJ. Under Jewish Family Services, they'll have 50 or 100 subcontractors. And those subcontractors will come to us and say, we have emergency requests for diapers, COVID tests, whatever. And we immediately cut the check to them immediately without question. He said, but I don't send the check to their bank account. I send every check to every subcontractor to Jewish Family Services bank account. So Jewish Family Services is laundering money through their LLC subcontractors. We are spending right now at the end of Joe Biden's term, and these are Joe Biden's numbers, not mine, $700 billion on illegal aliens. And the people that are in the business and know, they know that we have already eclipsed $1 trillion. That's with the T, people, $1 trillion for illegal aliens. People that hate us, and they are robbing and raping and murdering us at a level that's unprecedented.
So this is the modern replacement migration, the UN plan, and Mayorkas is on the board, and he's the head of DHS, and he's doing it.
You are right. And I take a second just for your audience. I want to know, I don't know if you dove into him. I wrote a whole chapter on my book on Mayorkas because he's the man running everything. He didn't fall out of the sky. He's a very small man. He looks meek. He's not. He's highly intelligent. He came from the communist nation of Cuba as an immigrant. He rose up and went to prestigious universities, became the youngest U.S. attorney in U.S. history, and then in 2008, under Obama, became the director of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Service, the most powerful organization within DHS for immigration, became his deputy in 2008, and became the secretary under Biden. I want you to understand, America, this man, one man, Mayorkas, created every immigration policy that has destroyed America. Everyone. He created DACA. He created catch and release. He created prosecutorial discretion. He created the asylum, parole, CBP one app, flying illegal aliens.
And he's the biggest child trafficker in history.
In the history of the world. Over 500,000, and people in the know believe that the number of children is closer to 800,000. They can't find them, Alex. They don't know where they are. This is congressional testimony. They said out loud, the woman in charge of ORR and Javier Becerra, who's a jackass over HHS, said, I have no idea where they are. None. And this is where it gets even more insidious. He says in Congress, in front of senators, that's not our job.
I saw the clips. We're live now, but maybe when we post this demand on video or X, we should add the clips. I mean, that's all admitted. I mean, this is such a criminal. Stay right there, J.J. Carroll. We'll play the trailer for your new film and come back. Why isn't Congress doing more? Why aren't they cutting the funding off? Why did the impeachment against Mayorkas fail? Why is he not clapped in irons? The biggest child trafficker in world history. This guy makes Joseph Mengele blush. We'll be right back, folks. This is bombshell information and more on the emergency re-education camps. They say that in the federal documents, re-education camps. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff and I have an incredibly demanding job, but you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Open borders and replace migration to destroy the West. It's worse than that. They then exploit these human
defending
beings.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Here's the trailer for the new film that looks amazing. I can't wait to see it. What is Treason with J.J. Carroll? Find out more at J.J. Carroll, C-A-R-R-E-L-L.com, or on X at J.J. Carroll 14. It is vital we expose this. Here's the trailer.
Mayorkas, we know that this guy is not an innocent bystander. No. This man has been training for decades to literally destroy and bring the U.S. immigration system down to its knees because he hates America, he hates the immigration system, and he hates the Border Patrol. The dirty little secret is that illegal immigration has become the most lucrative and profitable cottage industry in America.
We've seen FEMA divert precious time, resources, and manpower to deal with this administration's border crisis.
FEMA funded, but who funds FEMA? Taxpayers.
Why do you think Americans cannot understand that this is strategic and intentional?
You're either on a side that says we have to do something about this, or you're on the other side saying, hey, it's all BS. We just have to make sure our guy wins. The whole idea of voter ID. There is no logical argument for not having voter ID except, JJ, that you want people that are not citizens to vote.
As if free flights, free phones, free health care, free education, free lawyers, and other freebies being offered to illegal aliens weren't already enough, the D.C. City Council decided to now give illegal aliens the right to vote.
Would you think it's beyond comprehension that the NGOs are becoming quasi-election polling places for illegal aliens?
The NGOs are literally making sure they get registered to vote in certain places. And not only that, they'll take the same group of illegals from, say, Virginia after they're done registering to vote because all you do is got to check a box and they'll take them to other cities. And all you need is some kind of homeless shelter address and you're good to go to vote. That's a reality.
They are telling illegal aliens, non-citizens, to come vote for Joe Biden. This is corruption at the deepest level. As a matter of fact, I would call it treason.
Would you be able to agree with my theory on this documentary where I'm exploring and going to prove that what Joe Biden and Mayorkas have done is treason to the body of America?
Remember, Biden said repeatedly, when I win the election, immediately surge the border. And J.J. Curl, recently retired senior Border Patrol agent, has the film. How do people see the film? How do they get this information out, JJ?
Well, you go to thisistreason.com. Thisistreason.com. It comes out in September, first week in September, but you can pre-order. We're already, surprisingly, because of people like you that are promoting this, we're having thousands of sales, of pre-sales. And that helps Ryan Madden and myself, who's my business partner, do this documentary because we are self-funding. As you know, Alex, I don't want any outside money. I don't want any outside forces to dictate what I say and how I say it, because what I'm going to talk about is the truth, the honest to God truth. No hyperbole, no dramatics, because I don't need it. I just need to show what they've done. It's treason. So this, just go to
Say the URL. We'll put it on screen. Thisistreason.com.
Yep. And you can go, and there's two things. We made it very simple. For like a coffee at Starbucks, communist Starbucks, you can get it for $9.99. That's it. But for $14.99, which might Ryan Maddock came with this great idea, because when you watch a documentary, as you know, you can only put so much in, but you have so much great material, interviews, behind the scenes. Well, for $14.99, we're going to give you all hundreds of hours of behind the scenes content, and you can see it as we go. So right now we have 10 videos already uploaded where you can follow us along this journey that we're going on to prove.
No, that's
that
beautiful. We have to fund independent people telling the truth, but the trailer looks amazing. I can't wait to watch it. This is treason.com. This is treason.com. This is treason.com. I can ask a lot of questions, but you've got the floor. Continue on and then back to the FEMA camps, which you are pointing out are being massively expanded right now, which in congressional record are there, but now they're like a beehive just running around getting this ready.
Well, I want to add one more thing that Christy Hutchinson said to me, which was very important and very enlightening.
That's the whistleblower.
Okay. She is a DOD contractor, defense contractor, but she created this organization called Women Fighting for America, which is amazing. And she is a powerhouse and she is full of knowledge on many, many fronts. She created these forward operation bases in war zones. She knows when she's looking at the details of a detention facility, she knows exactly what she knows dimensions. She knows what the hell's going on. She knows why they're being built. This isn't someone that has just fallen off the turnip truck. This is someone that's been in the contracting business for a very,
and again, they're
very
using,
while
well, they turn off the border and ship illegals everywhere to be exploited and controlled for sex trafficking, you name it, they're bootlegging the funding for FEMA camps against the American people through DHS and Mayorkas.
Absolutely. So when you start talking about DHS funding and you're talking about funding FEMA camps, at $29 million a pop times 50, at least 50, well, where the hell did that money come from? Well, it came from the border wall, came from my brothers and sisters down wearing green, protecting our nation and getting pummeled, beaten up, shot at, having rollovers and dives. We have a suicide epidemic in the United States Border Patrol because all of these agents are betraying their trust and their oath to their country because they're being forced to by the federal government. But let me go back to one thing that Christie said that was very important. She says, JJ, when you look at the bids, these bids usually come out in a grouping, meaning we need 50 of these. We need 100 of them. She goes, that's not what happened. They singled them one by one. And I said, well, why is that? I don't understand. She goes, because if I group them together, there will be congressional oversight. Connect the dots. They don't want Congress to know because Congress already told them you can't have more detention beds. I'm not giving you the money. Mayorkas, who's a genius. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to do 29 million times 50, and we're going to call it housekeeping. Housekeeping. Look, it's Orwellian. I understand how I sound. I understand that I have an inner voice that tells me, dear God, I have to say the very crazy part out loud. But I've been saying the, quote, crazy part out loud for my whole career, and especially the last year and a half that I wrote my book. I wrote my book, and there are times, Alex, in the middle of the night when I'm writing it, when my family sleeps, and I'm thinking and say a prayer to God, please don't let me waste my time. Please don't let me look like I'm an idiot because I have to write this, and I know it's going to happen. I know it's true. Please be there. And sure enough, everything I wrote about, everything that people called me vile names for came true. I never got an apology, by the way, but they all came true. Everything that I'm telling you now is not me surmising. It's not me doing theoreticals.
I was about to back you up. People aren't, this is all out in the open now. You're just an insider exposing more of the architecture. People now get it. Like, we have a real super cold-blooded criminal takeover happening.
I agree. And I also agree that people are waking up. There feels like there's almost an awakening happening where people are, they're questioning everything. And when I have this discussion with people, Alex, I ask them very simple question, but it's hard to answer. Name me one segment of your life, meaning the people that run it, education, healthcare, politicians, state and local police, the federal government, federal law enforcement, the alphabet intel agencies, religion. Do you trust any of those people? Do you trust any of them? And the answer is no. No, I'm a Catholic. I don't trust the leaders of my Catholic faith. It pains me to say it. Pains me. But I know.
But there's clearly been a takeover at the top of every major institution. But to have some hope here, I know you're way more connected than I am, but I've met with high-level federal judges that are over the border. I've met with high-level federal marshals, you name it, that are saying, what do we do? And they know more than I do. I say, what do I do? And they point me at cases where a guy's a four-time convicted child molester. They catch him driving a, you know, bus in South Texas for disabled kids, raping them. And they explain, I look it up, it's true, that the attorney general blocks them from prosecuting these people. I mean, Yes. This is so consciously evil. What do you think the master plan is?
I think the master plan is playing out in Western Europe, and it's coming here. It's already here. And that is to reset the global reset. That's not my words again. We're just reporting it. You take a nation like Sweden. They have a rape epidemic. They call it a rape epidemic. The population is shifting in from Middle Eastern and African men dominating the population.
Oh, in Sweden and Germany, over half the crime is the imported. And you mentioned this earlier. I've seen the numbers. What's like 80% in the U.S., 90% in Europe are military-aged men.
Yeah, it's shocking. I believe the numbers go anywhere from 60 to 70%. So you take 60 to 70% of 45 million. Dear God, you have standing armies like 10 times. But you look at what's happening in Europe, Alex, it's happening here. Because if Sweden falls, does anybody really care, like economically? Nobody cares. You can't do anything. But if the giant evil Satan, United States of America, falls, then you can globally reset everything. Everything. The dollar, the way energy's pushed out, everything. And I believe that is the main goal.
And you had something earlier, though. They turned the funding with the phones and the money off. And it's already starting to happen in Chicago and New York. These illegal gangs are then rampaging. So the globalists don't even have to command them. They just turn the money off, and they're going to go crazy.
Yes. I think that's a great point. That's something I've been saying. They turn off the spigot. They can't be fed. Listen, tens of millions of military aged men are going to go hungry. They're tired. They're dirty. They're resentful. They're angry that you lied to us. They have no women. Think of this. Tens of millions of men have no women. How are they going to go and date an American woman with no job or living in a shelter? It's not going
to
happen.
When the time comes, they're going to get an order over their federally issued phone of what they've got to do to get some money.
Yes, you need to do X, Y, and Z. But think of this. Think of how insane this is. I don't have a brand new phone. They're getting brand new phones as they cross the border. Brand new iPhones. They're taking the plastic off it. We're doing that. We are funding people to live in homeless shelters. They're not even homeless shelters. They're 3 and 4 star hotels in America, major cities. Well, our brothers and sisters that are down on their luck, homeless, or have mental disease or drug addiction are sleeping in the open. But illegal aliens, look, Alex, you and I can have a discussion about how much money should go to homeless shelters, or are we using the right form, or are we using the right program? I get that. But you and I can never, ever have a disagreement on our brothers and sisters suffer when illegal aliens that broke our laws get all of our money. That's a non-starter for me. We can't even go there. Only somebody that would be evil would turn their back on their own family to secure safety and success for a neighbor.
What does President Trump in 130 days, if he gets in, which unless they totally steal it, he will, they're already saying in the 79 days before he's inaugurated, they're going to burn the country down and call it a civil war. How do we deal with that? And then how do we deal with once Trump gets in, what does he need to do? Because we got to roll our sleeves up and deport all military age men that are here illegal. I say start with the men, deport their ass.
Well, I put this in my book because I don't like to sit here and black pill. I want to have a solution. Donald Trump comes in office. Everything is simultaneous. I mean, there's no trigger. The border wall is built immediately. Military is on the border. We take eminent domain at least a mile north of the border. We pay all of the Americans top dollar for their land. We eminent domain it. We have a military zone. If we can do military, non-military zone in South and North Korea, God dang it, we can do it on the Mexican border.
Well, America could do this in like literally a month. It'll be done.
Yes, a month. And you throw E-Verify in. Everyone has to verify. You already know. You already have a real ID. If you cannot tell me who you are, you can't get welfare.
Yeah, if I want to fly or I want to pay for my power bill, I got to do it. But illegals don't have to.
They don't. And they don't even have to fly. They fly with paper. They just say my name. My name is Mohammed. My name is John Smith now. And they get on American Airlines and they fly away. But it has what you're saying, Alex, has to happen fast. And Donald Trump has to surround himself with men that think and talk like us. That will not flinch, never. And when they hurl those vile names, we won't flinch. That we'll be dead set on what we got to do. We know what our mission is, and dang it, we're going to do it. And I don't care what the media, the far left lunatics, or the little mama beta males in Antifa do. We're going to crush you. We're going to crush you. You want a war? You want to fight us? Well, welcome to America, where the alpha male dominates, and we do it. And you take away.
And by the way, the system's scared. They know they miscalculated. I mean, they know this backfired. They thought they'd get away with this.
I think they do. I think that there's millions of men like us out. They're just waiting for a charismatic leader to come and say two things. It's right what you're feeling. And two, if anyone comes for you, any J6er going to jail, there are a million of us that got your back, meaning they're not taking you away. We will go and we will fight to the death for you. I hate that I have to speak in these terms, but if you do not speak honestly and openly of what's going on, then we'll continue down this rabbit hole.
I mean, you said it. The war is here. We didn't start it. We can roll over and die or admit what we're facing, roll up our sleeves, take back the country and fix it.
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. You said it. The war is here. You and I didn't ask for it. You and I didn't say, hey, I want transgender men gyrating naked in front of children, or you're going to now mutilate children. I didn't ask for you to bring over 600, 700, 800,000 unaccompanied children and put them in sweatshops and then put them and let them be abused. I didn't ask for that. We didn't ask for that. You forced this on us. Now men like me and you are going to come forward and we're going to take our country back. What does that look like? I don't know.
I'll say this real quick. If we don't stand up, we're now accomplices.
You are. I've had this conversation with my wife last night. She's a big fan of yours. And she, and I told her, I can't remain silent. She says, no, you can't, because in God's eyes, you are complicit. You become the problem. Who else is talking about the child sex trafficking of kids? Like it's okay. Like it's okay. Well, I have to. Do I like it? No. Do you think I'd rather be with my young son throwing the football and having a good time instead of talking about evil? I feel dirty. It takes me days to unwind and decompress from going on these film journeys with Ryan Matta. The things that I've saw in Philadelphia, the zombies, thousands of zombies.
Talk about what you witnessed across the country, because I've been to the border probably 15 times. I don't know how the Border Patrol does it, because when I see them with kids crying, loaded up with perfect strangers, babies loaded on planes with no paperwork, even though I'm trying to stop it, I feel guilty that I didn't physically do something. Though I know intellectually, no, they put me in jail, they would win. So I've got a whole, but I still then go home and literally, I've thrown up over it. I mean, because you're literally, your cells feel complicit that you didn't stop it.
Well, this is something I want to talk about. I'm glad you asked. Because what I decided, I made a conscious decision when I did this documentary. We've all been to the border. We've seen it, and it needs to be documented. But what needs to be shown is I need to, if you will, turn the camera north, because nobody says, look at America. Look what this invasion has done to America. And when you see it, when you see Chicago, New York, you see small towns like Whitewater, Wisconsin, when you see Philadelphia, Kensington neighborhood, which is about a square mile of complete bedlam and zombies, physical zombies with flesh-eating diseases on their limbs, and you understand that 95% of all the narcotics come from Mexico and the Sinaloa drug cartel and the Mexico fentanyl, I mean, excuse me, the China fentanyl. That's over 2,000 miles away, Alex. So don't tell me that that's just a border town. Texas is just a border state. No, this is all across America. You are seeing your children and your loved one, your wives, your husbands being murdered and raped. You have loved ones that are high and stuck on fentanyl, going to die with over 120 to 150,000 fentanyl drug deaths this year alone. That's triple since Biden took office. A direct line from open borders to overdose death. Look, man, you are looking at the complete destruction of America, and they're using the vehicle of illegal immigration to do it. All of you men out there, all of you, you've got to get ready for this. You have to. All of you beta males, I want to give you a warning. They are going to come for you first. They're not coming for me. They know that I have my flag, my Trump MAGA flag, and they know I'm armed, and that I will kill you on a moment's notice. The beta males flying the LGBTQ flag and have the Biden and Harris sign, they're coming for you. How do I know that? They're already doing it. They're doing home burglaries, and they've interviewed these people.
That's right. They target the left on purpose.
Yep. Because they're weak. And maybe that's what we all need to talk about, Alex, is to understand when you look at the government, it's so big, it's frightening. But when you understand who's running the government, they are weak. They are physically weak. They are mentally weak, and they're emotionally weak, and they have no spiritual faith. So they are ripe to be overtaken. It is us that have the power. Our founding fathers gave us, the people, the power. And it was not so supposed to be a federalized central power. It was supposed to be at the lowest level for us to govern.
Totally decentralized. What needs to happen? Decentralized.
Yes, it has to. But how is that going to happen? I don't know. I have some ideas what's going to happen, just because it's just.
But first, we've got to expose it in a minute. It's happening. When I look at Mayorkas, things he's done, he's even more evil than Fauci. He knows exactly what he's doing. He is really bad.
Well, you look at what Fauci did. People don't understand this. He went down. He even admitted on this week on ABC 10 days ago, he admitted that he has built, him responsible, has built regional processing areas he calls safe mobility offices. It's Orwellian. But he built processing and regional weigh stations in foreign nations of Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, and Guatemala. Why? To make it more efficient for illegal aliens to pass through. He admitted it. Where are the Republicans? The very first thing he should have been done, brought in front of Congress, arrested. Arrested. You admitted to treason. I can go down there and look at the physical manifestation of what you funded. It's treason. But they say nothing.
And why you've done the MO on him. Why is Mayorkas? He is, it's not a fake confidence like Fauci. He really is confident. You can see it. He's a nasty hombre.
But Alex, why wouldn't it be confident if you're sitting at a table and you're looking at your adversary and they are all impotent, weak, lying Republicans. He's not afraid. He has an army of Democrats behind him saying, I'm not budging. And he looks at them. They call him things like, you're a Benedict Arnold, you're a traitor, you're lousy, you're a job. You know what he does? He literally shrugs his shoulders like that and goes, okay, well, can I go now? And they're like, yeah, okay, go ahead and go. And then it just keeps on. He is, I will applaud him. You are an incredible adversary and you are winning because you are determined, you are strategic, and you are unrelenting in your beliefs. And you have to give a man like that credit. You do. Because if you don't give him credit and you think that he's weak, then you're making a mistake. That man is determined, strategic, and he is purposeful in everything he does.
J.J. Carroll, I want to invite you back up soon. I want you to get on our other shows. I want to, if you can send me a private copy of your film, I'd love to review it. But regardless, I'm going to watch it when it comes out. Tell us again when What is Treason comes out.
What is Treason comes out in September. We were going to do it in October, and we got pushed. Pushback people said, you got to get it out now. So you can go to thisistreason.com, purchase a pre-order at pre-sale. It helps Ryan and I pay for all the bills.
Of course it does.
To get this out. Yep. So I thank you, Alex. I really appreciate this conversation.
No, I thank you. And everybody thank needs you. To get behind what you're doing. In closing, come back again if you can next week because I want to drill into the FEMA camps. I want to get the whistleblower on with you and really focus on that because that's the final piece of what they admit, civil war, unrest, that they're planning their big communist move. Just as, folks decades ago, like Larry Grathwald, I played that clip yesterday, I guess you saw that, warned of. Mm-hmm. And this is really their plan. They're trying it. But I know in my gut, if we stand firm and know what's happening, it's going to backfire. And we're going to take the Republic back. And it's not out of vengeance. We're going to put them in prison. It's out of necessity and duty, so they can't do it again.
And it's justice.
Well, like you said earlier, if they want to fight, they got one. J.J. Carroll, thank you so much, sir, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
Wow. The best part about my men and women like him, and we're all going to be under attack, but it's much worse if we don't. And there's all these children in sex slavery and in physical bondage right now who cry every night to God. You know, when I was down at the border at these different facilities, they put up black coverings over the windows, black, 100% black tent. But the little kids wanted to look outside, so they'd scratch holes in it with their fingers. And I could put an iPhone up and shoot into there and get the footage. That's kind of archetypal how that happened. In fact, I was just realizing a bunch of this stuff was shot back when I was still banned on X. What was Twitter? We're going to re-upload all of this today and the next day. There's probably 50 reports. And then it's up to you folks to care about it and share it. I'm not bitching at you. I think you're like me. You want to help these children. Well, get these reports when they go up on X and get them out to everybody. Separately, we're going to continue on tonight. I'll be here this evening. We're going to be nonstop. Live feeds, Real Alex Jones, band.video, infowars.com/show with the epic debate. We'll be here covering it. But please go to drjonesnaturals.com, our great sponsor, and get some next level foundational energy. Get some Turbo Force for it sells out. Get the Nano Silver products. Just make the decision because it takes money to fight these wars. We can do so much more if we had more funds. Plus, these are great products you need. So make the decision right now to go to drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. And go check out the products and get some. I know a lot of you have done it. I want to thank you for keeping this fight going. You're the reason we're still here, literally. And I want to encourage those that sound on the fence to say, hey, you want to be part of history and get great products at the same time? Then go now to drjonesnaturals.com. All right. I forget, who's the fourth hour guest host? I couldn't understand what you said. All right, well, I'll just come back and announce it. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Mert defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Massive sex trafficking and hundreds of thousands of children. Congressional reports is going on. And DHS is running it. Our government, our Satanist pedophiles at the top. Now, a lot of people in the mid-levels and low-levels are good, but they'll tell you the government's hijacked. And that J.J. Carroll interview was so powerful. We're going to get the whistleblower on from DHS about the FEMA camps being massively expanded for you. Once a nation forgets God, and once we turn our back on God, you go into bondage. The Bible shows that. History shows that. And that's where we are right now. And we've got Antifa and leftists sabotaging the food supply, the energy structures from the top of Biden cutting off energy pipelines and oil drilling and cutting off fertilizer to the low-level Antifa and Distinction Rebellion, derailing trains on a daily basis around the country. They are bringing it to a collapse. And so that they can then dictate the terms of your surrender. Breaking news. Train derails in Illinois. Long-term evacuations underway due to substance on board. The train in question is operated by Canada National Railway Company, according to a company spokesperson. Crews were responding to the incident where about 10 cars with various substances derailed. While no injuries have been reported, officials are currently investigating a leaking car. Though the exact nature of the leak or what the substance is remains unclear, but they're evacuating people saying it may be a long-term situation. And then you read the FEMA camp documents now coming out that I'll be covering in great detail tomorrow. And it is just insane. Like two men can have a baby and drag queen story time and war with Russia and the lockdowns, the poison shots. We're not in Kansas anymore, like Dorothy says to Toto. We are in a antichrist system. We are in a devilish system. And the average church doesn't want to tell their churchgoers because they just wanted to tell them everything's fine. Well, everything's not fine. Keeping your head in the sand and going along with this is only going to make it worse. Now, that said, before the great Drew Hernandez takes over for the next 55 minutes ahead of Owen Schroyer and the War Room, he'll knock it out of the park. We're going to go live from now on past 10 o'clock tonight. I'll be back up here at 6 p.m. Central in less than 4 hours, hosting myself and then during the debate with live coverage, with live feed at InfoWars.com/show and Man.video and Real Alex Jones on X. CNN's told everybody, you can't carry this. You can't cover it. You can't give commentary. That's unconstitutional. It violates fair use. Elon Musk is on record. We're going to be hitting it all tonight. Coverage starts now. And all the dirty tricks they're going to pull. But I want to just be 100% clear with people that there's no doubt they're going to try to trigger a civil war. There's no doubt they're getting false flags ready. There's no doubt that decades of globalist preparation for the takeover of America and the world is happening now. COVID was their softening up operation. Even Bill Gates and Tedros and Borla have said this was only a test. Well, your test failed. And so a large irate minority is awake, and a majority is somewhat awake, and you'll never get away with it. But regardless, we know things are much worse if we roll over. We know the path we're on is hell itself if we don't stand up. So get right with God and get ready and stand up, because we are living in biblical, insanely epic times. And please realize people are hungry for this debate tonight. They don't want to tune into CNN. They're going to want our commentary. So take the feed from the live show today, and there'll be a feed soon that just says live debate coverage, or watch the Joe Biden-Trump debate here with live commentary, Alex Jones and guests. That'll be out soon. We'll put another feed out that will be the debate in the next few hours, and you can tune in and you can share it, because that's the real power. So when you share that link, say, hey, here's real coverage of the debate. Share it and tell those you give it to share it and tell them to share it. And when that chain reaction happens, that's what the New World Order fears. But they want this show off the air. And praise God, the federal judge stopped it from shutting us down again today. So thanks to Judge Lopez. That was a great thing happened. And thank you all for your prayers. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the children. Please pray for America, President Trump, and the world. Drew Hernandez takes over.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Thursday, June 27, 2024. The great Drew Hernandez is set to take over. I want to say one more thing before handing the baton to him. Our live coverage of the debate coming up today. Even if you don't believe in God, you should believe in the fact that globalists are usurping you and enslaving you and taking over. The only avenue out of this is resistance and facing the facts. And I know the majority of you tuning in don't want to be slaves. You hate tyranny. You know the cost. But to new viewers, this isn't a game, people. If you go back of what I've covered for 30 years, it's all come true because it was going off the globalist-owned documents. We were going off their own admissions. So this is as real as it gets, as real as a heart attack, as they say. So wake up and smell the reality and realize the path of resistance is the one of survival. I don't fight the globalists because I have courage. It's beyond courage. It's about survival. It's about knowing they're satanic. They want to depopulate me and my family. They want to enslave you. They're trying to divide and conquer us. This is everything. And it's going to get more intense and more obvious until the point you actually choose to serve evil or you choose to serve God. But we are now at that point. The takeover is here. The evil is out in the open. Drew Hernandez takes over.
Alex Jones, thank you. 100% correct. And I think that's part of what is taking place, not even on a daily basis. This is like an hourly basis. The fact that CNN is clearly trying to control in a very drastic and desperate way leads me to believe that they know that their time is up, and they know that they are being totally unmasked because they are running out of options to control the narrative. They are running out of options to control the minds of millions of people. This is the info war, and that's why they are trying to completely shut down Trump via the microphones, which I think is going to totally backfire tonight during this debate. It's not going to be much of a debate. It's a total propaganda piece to try to neutralize Donald J. Trump and his obvious momentum right now. And two things there. Number one, I would say it's a good thing because I think as we continue to see the deep state take these desperate measures, it only shows me that yes, they are finally realizing that they are losing their grip of power. They are losing their grip of influence. They are losing their momentum of propaganda within the mainstream media, particularly in the United States of America. We are seeing these movements across the entire world. Everyone is looking to see what happens with Julian Assange returning to Australia. People are calling him to run to be prime minister, which would be a total matrix breaching event. Look what has taken place in Europe. Look what is taking place in various different parts of the world where you are watching a total uprising and a resurgency of freedom. And that will always be the case. And the reason why that will always be the case is because we are made in God's image. We are built and engineered with free will. And when that gets violated, or when that gets challenged, or that gets oppressed, suppressed, you are going to see a rebellion. You are going to see a resistance. That's not just some catchy thing to say because somebody watched Terminator once upon a time ago. No, that is the reality of opposing tyranny. To defy tyranny is obedience to God, the classic saying says, and as goes. So as we go into this tonight, I want people to really pay attention. Wherever you watch it, the entire world is going to be streaming this tonight. Obviously, they're trying to do copyright strikes, and they are trying to shut this down on YouTube. Obviously, they're going to try and shut this down on X and pretty much everywhere by claiming this anti-constitutional, in my opinion, copyright. I mean, since when does the news come out and start to dictate to everyone who and who cannot live react or provide commentary to the news? I think that within itself is a total red pill. And I think you got to explain that to your normie friends tonight and be like, look, man, there's a series of YouTubers out there, and there is a huge complication going on with social media where the news is dictating who and who cannot distribute or live stream or even commentate on the debate that they are putting out tonight. And one has to ask themselves a question according to their logic. That is definitely an act of democracy, isn't it? Making sure that we suppress and making sure that we centralize who can hear this conversation and control just exactly how this conversation goes and who can react to it and who cannot react to it, who can provide commentary and who cannot provide commentary. Well, let's just use and apply their logic. If this is a quote unquote democracy and everything is democratic and we're allowed to allow our voices to be heard in a very diverse manner, regardless of what you say or what you believe, then why is the mainstream media desperately trying to suppress, oppress, and centralize, arguably, according to their logic, the largest democratic event in American politics, the presidential debate, right? Aren't we allowed to have a difference of a viewpoint and communicate that and a reaction? Isn't the point of a debate to be able to listen to what two sides or various other sides are saying, different sides of the coin, different sides of the opinion, different sides of the debate, different sides of the subject in order for the individual? And I'm speaking to normies right now. I know the InfoWar gets this. But listen, ever since Alex Jones has returned back to X, millions of people, millions of normies are flooding into the InfoWar. They're flooding into the Alex Jones show, the War Room, or the American Journal, wherever. And they're hearing this stuff for the very first time. So I ask this question to the normies out there. If this is such a act of democracy, isn't that like the mainstream media's like main theme for this presidential cycle? Everywhere, I've been seeing this since the primary. Saving democracy, ensuring democracy. Democracy is on the ballot. Freedom is on the ballot. But we're going to control the debate. You're not going to be allowed to effectively hear what the other side has to say because we're a democracy. We like sodomites in the Senate because we're gay. We're a democracy. Don't question anything we say. Just listen to everything we tell you to believe that we give you to perceive because that is a democracy. Everything we tell you goes. Everything we say is meant to be believed. And don't question a damn thing because if you do, well, that's bad. That's not a democracy. Don't question anything. If you question democracy, that's not democracy. Like, use their logic, literally. Questioning things. Having a difference of an opinion. Hearing a plurality of different voices. so you can maybe have a different view on something?
No, that's not democracy. If you question democracy, that's anti-democracy because we're gay.
Like the point is who's really buying that at this point? Honestly, I ask an honest question out there to millions of people. I know the InfoWar gets this, but if you, I don't know, maybe you got, and as you should tonight, okay, I don't pick someone. Millions of people are going to be streaming tonight. I'll be streaming tonight. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'm the only Drew Hernandez that's verified on Rumble. Just search Drew Hernandez. I'll be right there. Go follow me over there right now. Follow me on X at Drew H Live. Wherever you decide to watch this thing, you should be. And this is probably what they're afraid of, to be honest with you guys. I think this is the problem that InfoWars has presented to the New World Order and to the establishment and these powers that are trying to control the narrative. I think this resurgence of independent media and the rise of alternative media is causing a major problem for the Matrix. Why? Because they need a narrative. They want to set the narrative. They want to control the narrative, and they want to be able to be the ones that dictate that very narrative in a presidential cycle. And they give you all these BS democracy and we love diversity and diversity is our strength. Just not if you're white or a Trump supporter, but diversity is our strength. Anything but that. Diversity is our strength because we're gay and we worship black people, right? That's literally their narrative. It's what their narrative is. Okay. Let's just be honest here. That's their narrative. But the problem that alternative media is presenting, I think, is being seen tonight. I think it's being seen by CNN trying to control who and who cannot stream and commentate on one of the biggest events of their so-called democracy in 2024. Because listen, and I'll tell you why. It is obviously because the rise of alternative media and InfoWars and millions of other, you got Rumble, you got X now that is causing a problem. People that are not controlled, people that are not controlled opposition, people that will just speak for themselves and just give a legitimate, honest take. Part of that is the distribution of that. Say, what do you mean, Drew? Part of that is the way that that is going to be distributed. There will be millions of people tonight streaming this debate outside of the mainstream, commentating on all of the crap that they try to pull to shut down, censor Donald Trump or somehow make Joe Biden look good in the process. We're all picking that apart. It's going viral on X every single day. Joe Biden is a damn walking red pill. And people know this. They know this. Joe Biden doesn't pose a threat other than the riggers. Other than them rigging this damn election, Joe Biden makes Trump look good. Do you know what I mean? It's like, the logic is quite simple, right? I mean, if you find yourself in a relationship and, you know, a lot of really good looking women do this, right? They'll find someone. Oh, let's find a guy that's safe. I'm done going after all the guys that are super hot and that women love. And this is what they say, right? They'll say, you see this all over TikTok. I'm done going after the guys that are super hot and super good looking. And I need someone safe. I'm done going after nines. Let me find like a five or a four because I know I'm super hot. And it's going to make me look better. Someone that is a disaster. Someone that is not as good looking as me. Someone next to me that looks like a total train wreck is going to make me look better. And no one's going to be really looking at them as like, wow, I want some of that because they're really hot. They're really good looking. It's kind of safe. And when you put Joe Biden next to anybody, I mean, honestly, when you put Joe Biden next to anybody, maybe arguably, I don't know, who would be worse than like Joe Biden at this point? Maybe Hillary Clinton, but anyways, the point is you put Joe Biden next to anybody, you're gonna look better. And I think that's the effect that's taking place right now in the United States of America, because Joe is a total train wreck. Joe is a walking red pill. Joe, no one even has to commentate. All you gotta do is sit down and watch this damn thing. And the problem that alternative media is starting to pose right now is our commentary, is our analysis, is our opinion, which is fine, is our reaction to this mess, to this train wreck. You just put Joe next to Trump. Oh, obviously we know who the pick is. Not this not this senile pervert that can't even remember his own name. It was hilarious. I saw the video. I posted it on my ex last night. I'm pretty sure it was aired somewhere on InfoWars the past couple days, but, CNN demonstrating, CNN demonstrating the microphones. There's like little green lights on the podiums. I'm like, see, when the green light is turned on, that means that they could speak. But when the green light is turned off, the other candidate will not be able to speak effectively, but you can barely hear him. It's like, yeah, we know it's pretty basic, but I think it's going to backfire. You think Joe Biden will be able to remember when the little green light is on or not, and when he can or cannot speak? These people are not bound to rules. These people are not bound to a set of rules that they are to abide by and follow. The point is this, is you put someone like Biden next to Trump, Trump's going to look phenomenal, obviously, right? You put anybody next to Biden, they'll look phenomenal. And the point is, the problem that alternative media is presenting right now is the distribution. InfoWars is going to be in millions of people's homes tonight. And if you are an InfoWarrior, and maybe your family member doesn't really typically watch political content, but the presidential debate, people will be interested in watching that. You'd better be streaming this thing on your TV in your house tonight in front of your family. You better be doing it. And that's what they fear. That's exactly why Alex just got done telling all of you guys. We got to share this. You got to get it out. You got to share the links. You got to share this with normie friends. You got to get this stuff out, because CNN is not going to commentate on the obvious mental decline of Joe Biden, but we will, right? CNN and the mainstream media is not going to pick apart when CNN tries to shut down a certain talking point that Trump might attempt to deliver tonight. It could literally be anything. It could be Joe showering with Ashley. it could be Hunter Biden's confirmed laptop from hell that the feds on record attempted to suppress during the last election. There's a lot. It could be his record on the collapsed southern border and the invasion of our nation. It could be Trump trying to say, hey, Joe, can you say Lake and Riley correctly? I mean, all Trump literally has to do tonight is ask Joe to recite the ABCs, count to 100. Like, just, you know, it's like they're saying that Joe refuses to do a cognitive test, and today he's refusing to take a drug test. Is anybody surprised by that? This man is going to be hyped on amphetamines. This guy is going to be jacked up on drugs. He's going to be out of his mind. Anyways, all Trump has to do tonight, honestly, is conduct a cognitive test. That's all he's got to do. Just conduct a cognitive test on Joe Biden, and the rest of the world will watch in horror as to who the hell is really in the Oval Office. And I mean that. I'm not trying to be funny. That might sound funny, which I guess is funny, but I'm... All Trump has to do is literally conduct a series of cognitive tests to Joe Biden and all of your normie friends, people that are watching the debate tonight. They will all see just exactly how bad this really is. But as I said, part of the problem is the distribution. This debate will be on millions of TVs tonight. InfoWars, people will be streaming all over the place. Everyone is streaming tonight. Obviously myself as well. All over Rumble. Rumble is presenting a huge problem, and this is a perfect example as to why alternative media is so aggressively being challenged and they want to shut it down. Now, with that said, however, that will be seen tonight. There will be, obviously, Joe Biden is going to butcher a lot. Trump is going to challenge him. I think all Trump really has to do is challenge him cognitively. Just system overload. Ask him very direct questions. I would even go as far to say as to ask very simple questions, but ask them in a very drawn out and complex way. This is how you, I'm dead serious about this. This is how you would take down Joe Biden in a debate in 2024. Just give him information overload. You will watch him in real time. You will watch Joe Biden in real time, literally short circuit and malfunction. If you ask him basic questions and you take a minute to ask them in a complex way, I'm telling you, that's all you got to do. You won't even,
Ashley, I got hairy legs. Ashley.
You know what I mean? And I'm serious. That's honestly, that's all Trump. This is a very easy debate. There's really not much of a debate prep that I think Trump needs to do here. You just got to ask very basic questions, to cause Biden to cognitively malfunction in short circuit. But obviously we know this is my opinion. I think CNN is obviously taking a side. And with that said, they are going to do everything they can to make Joe Biden look good because they have to. Now, how long this lasts, I don't know. I'll speculate maybe a little bit more about this on the other side when we come back from the break. But I will say is I think it's pretty obvious that all of the rules are in favor of Joe Biden, not Trump. I think it's pretty obvious that they could use all the drugs they want. They could use all of the tactics, all of the rigging, all of the setup. Everything is in favor of Joe Biden, but his brain is gone and it's going to show. It will always show. You can't hide that. You honestly cannot hide that. And honestly, who is giving consent to jack Joe Biden up with tons of drugs? Right? I mean, the elder abuse thing is pretty obvious. Not trying to make Joe Biden look like some kind of victim here, but I think everybody would probably point the finger to Jill because it's pretty clear that this man is gone and he's cognitively unable to even remember where he is most of the time. I mean, it looks like he's pooping his pants. You know, the Secret Service is going to be nervous tonight. They probably have like Alex exposed a couple weeks ago. They instead of one black suitcase, they probably have like a series of like four black suitcases with like presidential diapers with the president's seal stamped on them. They just have like tonight, they know that they're getting down to the wire. They could only put this up for so long. And even the mainstream media knows this. And I'm going to speculate where I think this goes in the future, but I predict tonight will be a backfire. I think all of the rules and the attempts to suppress alternative media from reacting and commentating on what they call an act of democracy for everyone to hear a different viewpoint and make their own decision. Because isn't that what this is all about, according to you people? Diversity of voices, diversity of opinions. We want to have the community come here different views to make a decision. Decision 2024. Democracy is on the ballot. Democracy 2024. Debate Democracy 2024. Brought to you by Pfizer and CNN. Totally centralized. And we are not going to let anybody else commentate on this because it's democracy. No, no, no. Understand this. When you hear these people say democracy, they mean communism. When you hear these people say democracy, they mean mob rule. When you hear these people say democracy, they mean the total globalist unified power elite structure at the top, giving you an appearance of having a voice. But in reality, it's a controlled, simulated environment. That's what you're going to get tonight. A controlled, simulated environment. But we know how Trump does in these environments. I have my criticisms of Trump, but one thing that I always will love about Trump is how he deals with the Matrix, how he deals with the mainstream media. And he always does very well in these environments. So we shall see how this turns out tonight. I think and I predict that it will be a total backfire. And I don't think it's going to go the way they think it's going to go because that's history. This is like North Korea level type stuff, like a total simulated and controlled event. In the appearance of this is for the people to make a decision because your voice matters. And so I predict it will backfire. And I don't think it will have the effect they think it will have because that keeps happening. Because every time these authoritarians push and they push and they push and they push, all it does is it causes people to say, yeah, F you, no thanks, I'll keep my freedom, stop trying to control me. That's just the truth. That's just human history. And that's definitely American history. And I think we are watching that unfold right before our very eyes. So tonight is going to be one for the books. Make sure to tune in tonight, band.video, infowars.com. The crew will be streaming it live. I'll be streaming it live on my platform, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll be right back. I'm not done. Don't go anywhere. Share the links.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well-dressed. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All
All right, you are back watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. And if you guys are just tuning in, especially on X, make sure to reshare the links at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars, at Drew H Live. Do it right now. Tag me in it. I'll reshare it. Share the links right now. If you're watching anywhere else, band.video, Rumble, wherever, please, all of these links continually as always. And make sure to follow me on Rumble, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I stream Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have fun over there. It's kind of like late night InfoWars type feel. So I think you guys will love and appreciate that. But it's looking like I'm seeing some footage on X right now floating around. Looks like the puppet president has landed in Atlanta. Puppet Biden, he's coming off of Air Force One. He has landed. He is looking totally frail. He's coming down the steps, and he's probably going to be pumped up on drugs. He's saluting nobody. I don't know if the crew can see this, but I'm seeing this on Nick Sorter's X, and Biden's just, he's saluting, I think, to his own reflection. I don't know. But this is what I'm telling, man. This is what I'm telling people. You don't even have to commentate on anything Joe Biden does. You just sit there and you watch this guy, and he is a walking red pill. And that's why I was saying before the break that I think that this debate tonight, it's going to backfire. Everything that they are trying to do with their suppression, everything that they are trying to do to favor Joe Biden and make him look, there he is. Where is it? Does he salute? There he goes. Look, he's going to salute. He's looking at himself. Look at, he's looking at his reflection, salutes himself. I don't know who he's looking at, but okay. Yeah. So I predict a disaster for the Biden-Harris campaign tonight for obvious reasons. It's just like, honestly, in a free and fair election, like, we know that Trump dominates, right? Like, my only concern moving forward are the riggers. And I've been saying this for months. And, I mean, I think a lot of progress has been done. I think there will be a lot more eyes on this election cycle, election night. If it is a night, it'll probably turn out to be an election week again or an election month. But I think there will be a lot more volunteers, a lot more poll watchers. There will be a lot more ballot chasers. There will be a lot more investigative reporters with hidden cams. This, I can assure you that that is going to be happening. I can assure you that will be happening more this time around. And obviously with the RNC switching things up, Laura Trump, and the Republican Congress has made some efforts to thwart illegal aliens from voting. But will it be enough? Not sure. Will it be actually enforced? Probably not. And then if they try to bring lawsuits to even look into it at the end of the election, we know what's going to happen to you. Look what they did to Rudy Giuliani, Donald J. Trump, lawyers that represented a president from looking into the 2020 election results. And so if we can get past the riggers, I mean, like, it's just like I said earlier, what did I say at the last? Just put Joe Biden next to anybody and it looks better. Honestly, even a dead body, put a dead body. It looks the same, right? Just put a dead body next to Joe Biden and the dead body will probably look better. It's just sad. I don't know, man. But this is what I'm saying. This is why they're having such an issue, is because they can't cosmetically hide this. They could maybe try to digitally hide this. This is why they are literally resulting from the White House. Like, when you really think about that, they are literally resulting. There it is. Democracy. What does that say? My Skype is covering it. Democracy on the ballot. There we go. That's, yeah. Democracy is on the ballot, but we're going to control the debate and the functionality of democracy tonight and make sure you only get one view. See, you got to explain this kind of stuff to normies out there, because they're like, yeah, doesn't make sense. Why can't I think for myself? And that has an effect on people. But I think this will ultimately backfire. There's going to be millions of people watching. You don't even have to commentate on this. Literally just turn it on and watch this guy just totally collapse cognitively, as we've been watching for the past, not even just the past 4 years as the puppet was installed, even before. Do you guys remember the last primary? Not this cycle, like during 2023, in 2019, going into 2020. Do you remember when people were like, there's no way they're going to punch in Joe Biden? Joe Biden is doing terrible. There's no way that Kamala Harris could ever be considered for the VP. She's like literally, I think Kamala was like second to last in the primary in 20. It's just doing terrible, getting butchered, getting destroyed on every single state caucus, you name it. Do you guys remember this? And then out of nowhere, it's like, oh, okay, Democrats, all right, we're going to go with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. You're like, what? What? This guy's about to die. What are you talking about? And Kamala Harris is a woke retard. What the hell? Okay, I guess that kind of makes sense because they're going with the diversity hires. It was like BLM Wakanda forever. You know what I mean? So I guess go with like the fake black girl, but Joe Biden? How? And even now I remember questioning and asking myself, how the hell is Joe Biden going to make it 8 years? Because if they're rigging the elections, it's an 8 year term. But if Donald Trump, if we can get past the riggers this time around, we get a free and fair election. Because this is not a contest. Honestly, it doesn't even seem fair at this point. It doesn't. It honestly doesn't even seem fair. Like Trump is literally running against a disabled person. Like, no disrespect to anybody disabled out there, but it's just the truth. Like, you watch that and you're like, what is happening? Right? But this is why the White House, literally think about that. The White House has had to resort to telling you that the videos you see of Joe Biden's cognitive decline, mental decline, and even physical frailty, right? Are deep fakes or cheap fakes. Like, you have the federal government coming out and telling you that the footage you are seeing of this collapsing puppet president is not real. It's out of context, or it's CGI created, or it's AI created. This is like next level, dude. Like, we are in 1984. This is what we are living. This is what we are living right now. Just wait till they start creating some serious AI inspired videos. And then they start telling you, well, that's real. We've seen some weird videos of Joe Biden just like staring off into space like he has like crazy Botox, or that, I think that video went on like 2022 during the midterms. It's been brought back around, gone viral, rehashed on X. Remember that video of Biden where he's just like talking and his eyes are just like, he doesn't blink for like 2 minutes straight. And it looks like he just has like straight Botox, like his face isn't moving at all. Like, I mean, okay, they probably got some Zoomers or some millennials, you know, some homosexuals in the White House, some sodomite fudge packers. Like, let's use some artificial intelligence on Joe to make him look a little bit more handsome, you know, something gay like that. You know, they do that kind of stuff, right? And I get that. And they try to make that pass. It's essentially a filter, right? That's kind of like the preliminary, I think, step into where we're going in the future, right? That's technically what these filters are. It's just AI and algorithm, right? Shaping your face to clean up some flaws or make you look like someone else. I mean, you see this on TikTok, you see this on Instagram, all over social media, but just wait till the future where you have some serious AI. It looks 100% authentic and they tell you this is real. I think false flags will be laced with this a lot, big time. I think you will see a lot of this. I mean, even think about 9/11, right? You think about the Pentagon footage, right? Where like they're like, oh, this is a jumbo jet, literally like perfectly parallel with the ground, just like, you know, a few feet above the ground, flying perfectly parallel into the Pentagon. And like, well, where's the plane? Oh, it was incinerated because of the jet fuel. So see this big hole? That's all you get. Oh, can we take a look at the CCT footage? Well, not all of it. Here's just one little clip that NIST will approve you can have and view. Here's one little clip, and there's obviously jump cuts in the clip. It's like a flash, right? It's like you literally just see a blur fly across the screen. And you see that? There it is. Jumbo jet. NIST official. It's the same thing. Like they can manipulate footage now and people can look into it and people could via software, even more so now, take a look at the actual video stems and the video files. They could see audio jump cuts where the audio goes completely flat. Okay. There's an obvious jump cut there. There's a frame that should be here. Like we can see that now, but imagine you have some indistinguishable AI, artificial intelligent videos that are setting up false flags where they won't let you look into it. They will withhold the technology. And then if you even bring it to court, this is where they could even frame people via artificial intelligence. Oh, well, I mean, that won't fly in court. Oh, like everything else, that's not flying in court right now. I mean, just look at what's happening to Alex Jones. You know what I mean? Like, what if they used AI? Imagine like we're like let's just say 100 years into the future and AI is fine tuned and you have the federal government and let's just say you have the InfoWars Alex Jones situation now. All these accusations. Alex Jones said this. Alex Jones said that. Alex Jones, encouraged his followers to harass the families and show up to their houses and show up to their workplace. All of these crazy accusations that have obviously, in my opinion, I don't think we've seen any validation, but imagine AI video brought into the picture and it's all confirmed on video. Even maybe Alex having a conversation with someone, go do this, go do that. The voice is perfect. The video imagery, it looks like it's perfect and you can't even tell the difference. It's like, oh, well, that'll come out in court. Oh, really? Really? Are you that naive? Are you that retarded? See, this is the problem that we're going to start to run into. And I think the federal government, like just straight 1984 on steroids, I think that will be part of the issue that we will be having to face in the future. AI video will be involved in false flag events, confirming it run on the mainstream media. This is why they want to control the narrative. It will be used via lawfare to frame people. It will be used to set people up. It will be used to destroy people entirely. It will be used against people to frame them and destroy their entire lives to secure a narrative that they claim is true. And I just speculate because I think we're going into the future and I just try to use my imagination to try to predict where we are based off of the technology and the momentum that we are experiencing now. And I think that is totally probable. And being seen right now to an extent. And I don't view that changing anytime soon. And so we shall see. But as of right now, I think as we see the outcome of this debate, I think as we see just exactly where this goes, I predict this will totally backfire tonight. I think this is why they don't want millions of people viewing streams on the alternative. I think this is why they want it just on one platform controlled and why they will go after people. It's so abnormal. People really need to understand that this is the news. The news is going to copyright strike people. I thought this was the news. This is a democracy, an event of democracy, and they're trying to copyright strike people and shut people down from distributing the news and commentating on the news. Well, yeah, red pill. It's not news. It's propaganda. These people are trying to control your mind. These people have been attempting to control your mind. And this is why I keep saying over and over again, let this continue. Just let it keep happening. Why? Because it's only waking people up more and more and more and more. And it leads me to believe that I think they will move into a mode of desperation where they're already dangerous with a desperate deep state. You have a extremely dangerous deep state. The deep state is already dangerous, but now that they're getting desperate, they're going to start taking desperate measures. I don't know. This might be, I may or may be wrong. And I wasn't the first one to come out and predict this. Obviously, Roger Stone has been predicting that they'll probably punch in Big Mike, by August, the DNC convention. I think that might be a possibility because unless these people are totally miscalculating and they are totally attempting to secure Joe Biden again for another 4 years for whatever reasons, because they just simply need a puppet, right? Joe Biden's not controlling. He's not leading anything. I think the move would be to punch in Big Mike in August. This might be the last debate we see from Joe Biden. Might use it as the crux. They might use it as the event, the triggering event to finally call to remove Joe, because they'll probably may say that this is, it's gone too far. We can't do this. He's gone. You'll see the Democrat Party maybe in unison call for the removal of Joe Biden. This might be the event. Say, we can't do this anymore. He's obviously gone. We need to go with someone else. And maybe they might punch in Big Mike. Who knows? In August. Because Big Mike, a Michelle Obama presidency is a secured eight years of Barack Obama. That's what that means. I mean, obviously the Biden administration now, but you will literally have Barack Obama in the White House for another 8 years. And then the question I ask myself right now is, okay, and I know Alex was saying earlier, what is it, the 75 days of hell, they might trigger a civil war scenario to prevent Trump from taking office. I think the big event there, whether it's Big Mike or it's just Biden-Harris again, I don't see Kamala Harris certifying the election if Trump wins. I don't see it. I don't. You just have to analyze what these people have been saying. You just have to analyze what they have been doing. And everything they accuse us of or of doing, that's what they are or what they do. And I remember 2020 when they were claiming that, well, if Biden wins, we know that Trump is not going to leave the White House. Remember that? We're going to have to probably call for the military. We're probably going to have to call for a removal. We're going to have to do something. And, based off of the patterns that I've been seeing from these people the past 8 years, 10 years, right? They will probably do that. Does anyone out there honestly believe that Kamala Harris will certify the election if Trump wins? Let's just say we get past the riggers. Let's say the too big to rig theory is correct. Let's just say, okay, Trump wins. Landslide. Total landslide. Is Kamala Harris going to certify the election? I don't think so. Oh, but you know, Democrats, they screwed themselves because Mike Pence almost did it. And they had to legislate that the vice president must certify the election no matter what. Oh yeah. These people don't abide by laws. What are you, retarded? These people don't give a damn. They are the law. They have a God complex in their mind. They tell you what reality is. They dictate what reality is. They dictate to you what truth is. They are the fact checkers, the reality setters, the simulation creators. They are the architect, right? So I think that will be the catalyst to trigger a civil war scenario. And I think that's what they will want. I think they will bring back the election denying narrative again. They've already propped up even more. They've seared in the minds of millions of people even more that Russia and Vladimir Putin is an anti-American global threat. We're at war with this man. So they'll probably resurrect the Russian collusion hoax. I just go with the most exhausting scenario, the most mentally hypocritical and exhausting inverted scenario. That's what they've been doing. Like just a few weeks ago, they flipped the whole script. Oh, it's Republicans and Trump that don't want to secure the border. We've been wanting to secure the border to keep Americans safe, but they don't want to do it. Well, we know the nuance to that, but still the narrative is we're the ones that are securing the border now. Now we know that's a lie, but still on paper, they have executed and handed themselves the narrative. It is literally black and white, night and day. It is a total hypocritical flip. So I could be wrong. Guys, I could be totally wrong. I'm not saying, thus says the Lord, this is what will happen. I'm just saying this could potentially be a path that we end up going down in the next few months. Because I think an obvious potential civil war scenario could be triggered by Kamala Harris not certifying the 2024 election. If Trump wins in a landslide, they will say that he colluded with Russia. We've already told you that Russia is a serious threat to the West. They're on our coast. They're in our coastal waters. These people want America to fall. And of course, Trump is a Russian agent, just like everybody else is, as we've been telling you for the past 8 years. Therefore, these election results are not legitimate. Therefore, we will not certify this election. Therefore, we will continue to remain in power because we are the ones that actually won. And this will be an act of ensuring and saving democracy. And they will say, this is why we tried to tell you on January 6th that they are MAGA extremist Republican terrorists that are trying to overthrow your government. See, they already tried to do it. Now they're trying to do it again. I could totally see that. That's why you're getting these damn Civil War movies. That's why you're getting these Leave It All Behind movies produced by Barack Obama. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong, guys. And I actually hope that I'm wrong. But I don't think that's what we're going to get because we are not dealing with people that want to meet across the aisle or reach across the aisle and agree to disagree. These are not people that are playing fair. These are not people that are willing to take an L and just try again next cycle. No, these are people that are hostily taking over the republic, that are willing to use hostile actions, I believe physically, legally, via lawfare, politically, even on a foreign level, in order to ensure and secure and withhold the very power that they have as of right now. Why? Because they are desperate. Because they are operating in paranoia and fear. That's why they're running around saying Trump is gonna call for public executions of his political opponents on the White House lawn. They're literally saying that. Why? I think because they're preparing something. I think they are preparing for a civil war type showdown. And I think Americans and Trump supporters need to tread very carefully with their behavior, with what they're saying on air. Because they are going to use all of that to wrap it together in a nice, pretty little package with a little bow on it. Little rainbow homo LGBTQ bow on it, right? And I think that's what they want to do to bury and put the MAGA America First resurgency movement 6 feet under. I think they want to bury MAGA. I think they want to bury Trump. I think they want to bury Alex Jones. They obviously want to bury InfoWars. They want to bury America. They want to bury American patriotism. They want to bury American nationalism. They want to bury anything that resembles freedom. And these people will do anything. They've already proven themselves. Their track record remains to be true, that they will do absolutely anything and everything in their capability, in their power, and beyond to destroy you, to silence you, censor you, suppress you. And it's all about securing power. And so nothing surprises me with whichever way this goes in the next few months. Just expect mass instability because that makes the most sense to me. Keep our hope and faith in God and keep moving forward, exposing, opposing evil. Stay peaceful, but at the same time, two-way up. Self-defense will always be where I stand, but at the same time, tonight will be one for the books. Follow me, rumble.com/DrewHernandez, add Drew H Live on X. Tune in tonight, band.video. Don't go anywhere because the War Room is up next.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win.
And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.